还有他们的他们也请跟 Tony Kim 牧师一起来的啊，是他们的门徒 disciples， 还有好几位啊，感谢神，我们也欢迎他们。啊，我们请安然姐妹跟我们来翻译啊，给她一个鼓励。
How many of you can feel God in this place tonight？
请问现在有几位弟兄姐妹觉得神现在就与我们同在？
Can we give Jesus a hand? Just give him a shout.
可以给我们的主耶稣鼓掌吗？
That's pretty good for being Asians.
作为亚洲人，这个掌声还不错哈。
You know, I love this church family.
我真的很爱这个家庭，这个教会的家庭。
You know, since I've met Pastor John along with the team in Hong Kong.
在去年香港的时候，我认识了周爸，然后和我们的牧长团队。
You know, I really feel like the Lord has knit our hearts together.
我真的感觉到神把我们的心连在一起。
And I'm sure it was a risk for him to invite me to speak in Hong Kong.
我相信当时在香港的时候来邀请我来参加你们的特会，其实对周爸是一个挑战。
See, Pastor John's going, yes.
所以现在周爸在点头。
Because he never met me before, I was just referred through a mutual friend.
因为当时周爸并不认识 Tony 牧师，只是通过认识的人来介绍给他。
And so after the meeting, thank God and thank you, Holy Spirit.
所以当时我们聚会之后，我真的是感谢神，感谢圣灵。
He said, "You exceeded our expectations."
因为周爸对他说，你超乎了我们所对你期待的。
How many of you know that?Holy Spirit, God will exceed your expectations.
我们谁相信，只要我们相信圣灵，神一定会超过我们所期许的。
And so this weekend, I hope you came with a hope in your heart and an expectancy in your heart because God will outdo that.
所以我希望这周末大家来到今天会堂的时候，是带着一个期待，带着盼望，就是神一定会超乎给你，超乎你自己所期望的。
Amen.
Amen.
And so get ready because I believe God's about to shift us from the old into the new.
所以我先要大家来准备好，因为我相信神会把我们从旧的时代带到新的时代。
And we've been talking about heaven on earth.
我过去我们讲说天堂和地在地上。
We've been hearing phrases like on earth as it is in heaven.
我们听到经文像在地如同在天上。
And we've been reading that almost weekly if you're reading the Lord's Prayer.
如果我们每个人在背主导文的话，那你可能每天或者每周都在背这个。
You know, from Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 on.
在马太福音六章第九节。
I know we call it the Lord's Prayer, but I call it the Disciples' Prayer.
虽然我知道我们统称是把它这段叫主导文，但是我个人会把它叫为使徒的文。
This was a prayer that Jesus taught his disciples.
因为这段经文是主耶稣教导他的使徒门徒如何来祷告。
And the reason why I say it's a disciples' prayer is because Jesus asks for forgiveness.
为什么我来把它叫使徒的祷告？是因为主耶稣在这里面来教导我们要寻求救赎，要向主认罪。
But how many of you know Jesus never needed to ask for forgiveness because he's the only perfect one that's ever walked the earth and will ever walk the earth?
那我们在座的有多少知道主耶稣从来不需要认罪悔改，因为他是在这地上唯一那完美无罪的人。
And so when he's sharing with his disciples and teaching them how to pray,
所以当他来教导他的门徒如何来祷告的时候，
he's breaking down the legalistic rules and he's doing away with them because how many of you know Jesus came to fulfill the law?
所以这在他教导我们祷告的时候，认罪的时候，其实主好像就像破坏了这个在地上的法律一般，因为神让我们来破除我们的救赎是不从法律来得救赎的。
So he's setting in a new order.
他就重新把这个秩序。
It's a new season.
给了我们一个新的季节。
And how many of you know when Jesus steps in, it's always a new season?
我们谁知道当主耶稣进到这里的时候，这永远都是一个新的季节。
Every time Jesus walks into your life, it's a new season.
每当主耶稣进到你的生命当中，对你来做事的时候，这都是你生命当中一个新的季节。
Amen.And so get ready because you're about to step into a new season that you've never been in before.
所以请每位都准备好，因为主耶稣要带你进到一个全新的季节当中。
And so when he's teaching his disciples, he says, "Our Father who art in heaven."
所以当他对他门徒教导的时候，他说：“我们在天上的父。”
Holy is your name.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Your kingdom come.
你的国降临。
Your will be done.
你的旨意行在地上。
On earth, as it is in heaven.
如同行在天上。
And it's just not on the earth.
而且不只是在地上。
But can I tell you, when he talks about earth, it's very personal.
当他在说地上的时候，其实是一个很个人的关系。
How many of you know that you and I are earth?
谁知道我和你都是地上。
That we are made of the dust of the earth.
因为我们是从地上的泥土来造成的。
So it's not just his kingdom coming to everywhere around us, but it's his kingdom residing within us.
所以不光是他旨意成就在地上，就好像说我们的周围的环境，而是就是在我们里面。
And when he's saying, "Your kingdom come, your will be done."
当他说我的旨意成就如同在地上。
That portion of the prayer that Jesus is teaching is not much of a prayer.
当他在宣告这段经文的时候，其实不只是一个祷告。
If you break it down in the Greek, it is an emphatic declaration.
当你把它看希腊的原文的时候，其实这是一个宣告。
It's come thy kingdom, be done thy will.
就是国降临在这里，旨意要成就。
So it's a declaration.
所以这是一个宣告。
And so we need to come into new seasons, and we need to learn how to declare and decree the things of heaven that it would manifest on the earth.
所以当我们进入到一个新的季节的时候，我们也要在我们的生命当中来宣告，就是主的旨意要成就在我们的生命当中。
Amen.
Amen.
Your life should be loud.
你的生活，你的生命就是一个大声的宣告。
We don't live with the whisper, but we live with the shout.
我们不是小声的在过日子，我们是大声的宣告在过日子。
And the sons of God know how to shout.
神的儿子知道如何来大声宣告。
Because the sons of God are not ashamed.
因为神的儿子没有羞耻。
And so we boast in Jesus.
我们夸主耶稣的圣名。
So our love is loud.
所以我们的爱也是大声的。
The grace of God in our life is loud.
神在我们生命当中的恩典恩膏是大声的。
That's why I am loud.
这就为什么我是大声的。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
So we need to learn to live out loudly in this world.
所以我们在这地上生活的时候，我们的生命要有影响力，我们要大声的过我们的生活。
And God's moving. God is moving.
神在动工。
He's moving more than you know.
他在我们生命中做的工是比我们想象的要多的。
Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
你的旨意成就在地上，如同在天上。
So what does that exactly mean?
所以这到底是什么意思呢?
We've been talking about this for many years.
很多年我们都在讲这段经文。
But it's time that we stop talking about it and we start living it.
现在是我们来停止来讲这个经文的时候，而是我们要活出这个生命经文的时候。
That our life would embody the message that we declare.
就是我们的生活要包围着这段经文来活出来。
And I believe that God wants to shift us from reading the scriptures for the world to start reading the scriptures through our life.
我觉得我们要停止说我们只是看这段经文，我们来读圣经，而是当世界的人看到我们的时候，他从我们的生命当中来读出这段经文。
Because the kingdom is inside of you.
因为国就在我们里面。
So what's it mean when we say your kingdom come and your will be done?
所以当我们说你的国降临，你的旨意成全的时候，这是什么意思呢？
How many of you are trying to find God's will?
有多少人会想要寻求神的旨意?
Most of the world is trying to find God's will.
大部分在地上的人都想要寻求神的旨意。
That's the problem.
这就是问题。
We're not called to find God's will.
因为我们并不是呼召来寻求神的旨意。
We're called to prove His will.
我们是来呼召来成全他的旨意。
Romans 12:2.
罗马书十二章二节说。
Be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
要被我们的心思意念来所改变。
And it goes on to say that you may prove what is good, that which is the will of God.
经文后面讲到说，你活出来要证明我们的神是好的神。
See, we're to prove what His will is.
我们要来证明神的旨意是什么。
What is His will?
神的旨意是什么呢？
It's anything that's good.
是所有好的事。
Say good.
说好。
Smile and say good.
我们要微笑着说好，神是好的。
How many of you know we have a good father?
谁多少人知道我们有一个好的父亲？
Our God is good.
我们的神是好的神。
I'm just laying the foundation. Don't worry, I'll get to preaching.
慢慢，大家不要着急，我会来讲到我们的等一下要想的信息。
I'm just warming up.
我只是来给预热一下。
Because Pastor John said I could go till 3 o'clock in the morning.
因为啊，钟牧师跟我说我可以讲到早上凌晨三点。
What's good?
什么是好的呢？
The Bible says Jesus went around doing good.
在经文里面说，主耶稣在这世上，然后去做好事。
Healing all those who are sick and freeing those who are oppressed.
去医治所有那些生病的，然后去释放所有被掳的。
Good is the demonstration and the manifestation of the word of God.
好就是所有神所讲出的话和他成就的事。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
What happens when you start demonstrating the word of God?
当我们真的来活出神的话的时候，大家猜我们会发生什么样的事情？
Lives begin to change.
生命会不会得到改变？
Transformation begins.
会有更新改变。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
See, a couple months ago, maybe it was last month, I was in a place ministering.
大概几个月前，也或许是一个月前，我当时在服事。
And the kingdom of God invaded.
然后神的国就完全的，就冲到了我的生活当中，我的心里面。
People with knee problems for 40 years were instantaneously healed.Knee problems.
当时啊，有一个人是很久他的膝盖都有问题，然后神立马就让他得医治。
People with frozen shoulders were instantly healed.
有些人有僵硬的肩膀，然后立马得到医治。
Tumors dissipated. Tumors dissipated.
哦，肿瘤就消失了。
What happens when the kingdom invades?
当神的国完全降临到我们的生活，就好像暴力的进入我们的生活当中，我们的生命是完全得到改变。
We step into a realm where the impossibilities get canceled out, where all things become possible.
我们就好像进到这样子一个结界当中，就是没有任何的不可能。
And we're about to enter into that dimension.
我们现在就要进入到那样子的空间里面。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
But before we enter into that dimension,
但是当我们真正的进入到这样子的空间里的
时候， many of us have entered in and out.
很多人可能曾经进去过，但是又出来了。
But my question is, who could enter in and stay there?
所以我的问题是，谁可以进入到这样子的空间中，然后能够在里面留住？
Where the demonstration becomes a norm through your life, through my life.
就是神生命的彰显在你生命当中是变成一个理所当然的一个日常的事情。
And the way you stay there is by you knowing who you are.
而你留在那里面的，你的证明就是你知道你是谁。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
Because it's called authority.
因为这就是神的权柄。
And if you don't know who you are, you'll never move in authority. But it's the sons of God who've been delegated the authority by heaven.
也是神给我们给予我们的权柄，因为我们是神的儿子。
So get ready. Look at your neighbor and say, "Get ready."
所以可以跟我们的邻居说，你要准备好，要准备好。
Get ready. Get ready.
要准备好。
Did I tell you I'm happy to be here with you?
我有跟大家说我在这里面很开心吗？与大家同在。
So we're not here to do meetings this weekend.
我们这个周末不是在这里面只是一个聚会。
We're here to be on a journey.
我们需要在里面经历一段旅途。
It's an odyssey of encounter.
就是我们要经历神。
A journey of transformation.
来一个改变的经历。
Where we enter into the shift.
当我们进入到这样一个转换当中。
Where we're leaving the liminal space. I knew I was gonna. I caught myself. We're leaving the world of the in-between, where it's unknown, to step into what is already known in heaven, to release into our family, our neighborhood, our neighbors, our schools.
我们要从这个神的国和地上中间这样子一个未知的一个地方走入到真正到神的国里面，然后来改变影响我们的周围的环境、家庭和社区。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
And so we're going to go after this this weekend.
所以我们这就是我们这周末的主题。
There's a responsibility on this body.
我们的身体有一个有一个责任。
You know, last time I was here, I gave Pastor John a word.
上一次我在加恩教会的时候，我给予周牧师一段话。
Without understanding the fullness of the word.
但是我当时并不能完全理解这段话。
And so I just did the best I could to communicate it, even though I didn't understand.
虽然我不明白，但是我尽我的能力来把这段话来传达给他。
And that's the key to moving into the kingdom, is let go of your understanding and just start believing.
这也是我们进入到神的国的一种方式，就是要放下我们所有对未知的那些的恐惧和不了解，我们就直接去做神让我们去做的事。
And so I said, you know, I feel like, I don't know if you remember this, Pastor John. I said, I feel like there's a mandate on this body, on this church family, to help redig the revival of 48, which is the latter rain healing revival movement.
当时我对周牧师讲说，我觉得这个教会这个群体有一个呼召，就是要来重新把复兴的火来点燃，来挖出来。
And then he said, well, we're moving into Glad Tidings Church in about a month.
然后当时周牧师对我说，一个月以后我们会来到喜讯会。
You're not here by accident.
所以你来这里并不，他对我们众人说，我们今天在这个喜讯会并不是一个意外。
This is a divine orchestration of heaven, how God moved the chess pieces so we would see victory in this season.
这个就好像神在下棋一样，我们就是神的棋子，神就是在通过整个一个方面来动我们，让我们能够成就他的旨意。
Amen.
阿门吗？
And so through the fiery intercession of this church,
所以通过我们如火点燃一般的代祷和爱心。
I believe that you are a piece of the puzzle that God wants to release another national movement that's going to hit the nations.
我相信我们现在就好像在神的一个拼图里面的一块，很多我们都是一块，就是要来复兴整个这样子国家加拿大一个国家性的一个复兴。
And so right after I gave him that word, literally within 5 minutes,
当时我把这段话告诉中爸的时候，五分钟之后
，There's a prophet in Canada by the name of Sammy Robinson.
当时在加拿大有一个先知叫 Samuel Robinson.
And so he called me and he said, Tony, where are you?
他给我打电话说问 Tony 你在哪儿
？I said I'm in Vancouver.
他回答说我在温哥华。
And he said, Hey, what's God saying to you?
说神有没有对你讲什么话呢
？And I said, I believe the Lord has showed me for Canada that He's about to release another healing wave of revival.That's not only for the healing of individuals, but now it's going to release the healing of the leaves for nations.
我相信神对我讲话，也神让我来发预言，就是说神要在加拿大做一个全国性的一个属灵的复兴和医治的复兴。
And I said, and we're going to see mighty miracles and signs and wonders like the old days again, but now it's going to increase realms and measures.
就像在过去的历史当中，神在加拿大所成就的这样子的旨意，但是他要把它来越发的来复兴。
So then he said, "You know what? God just spoke to me that I'm supposed to go across Canada, contending for this revival and this healing wave that we're about to see another move of miracles, signs, and wonders again."
当时他这个朋友对他在电话中对他说：“我觉得神现在在对我说，我要来到加拿大各地来，要来为着这个复兴，为着这个。”祷告来去喜乐去宣告去发预言
And so if you don't feel like God's using you, He wants to use you.
所以如果你现在没有感觉神要使用你的话，你要知道神一定要使用你。
If you don't know what the will of God is, you're about to prove it through your prayers and intercession.
如果你还不知道神的旨意是什么，你现在要通过你的代祷就要来成就这个旨意。
And so I believe that God is going to release another fiery anointing of intercession and prayer on this body to unplug some wells that have been capped.
我相信神要在我们当中来复兴，要点燃我们，就好像我们有的人生命当中，你的属灵的泉、你的井被堵住了，神现在要把这个泉源打通。
Because God doesn't do anything without prayer.
因为神不通过如果我们不祷告的话，神没办法成就。所以我们要通过我们的代祷、我们的祷告来成就神的旨意。
When you trace back the moves of God, you could historically bring it back to a prayer meeting of a few people who are contending, hungry, thirsting after His presence.
每一次在当我们回看历史的一些复兴的时段的时候，我们每次都可以把它寻回到以前有一样的群体，可能只是几个人，但是他们为着神的旨意，他们不断不住的祷告、寻求、渴望。
So this weekend, we don't come to hear from a preacher. We come to feel and encounter the presence.
所以我们这个周末，我希望大家来的时候，不是只是为着来听一位讲员来讲道，而是带着一个寻求的心，一个渴望的心，就是神的国要成就。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
Because if you came to hear a good preacher, you may be disappointed.
因为如果你只是想来听一个好的牧师来讲一段好的道的话，你可能会失望。
But we're going to go on a journey.
但是这周末我们会经历一段旅途。
Are you ready?
我们准备好了吗？
And we're going to see mighty miracles this weekend.
这个周末我们会见到神迹奇事发生。
We're going to see mighty miracles this weekend.
我们要见到神迹奇事发生。
Yeah, start thanking him right now for the miracles.
现在你们就来想神，神啊，你要在我生命当中做如何的神迹奇事。
Just start thanking him right now.
你现在就来思考。
Okay, when I say start thanking him, you got to start thanking him.
所以当我说你要思考的时候，你现在就要开始思考，你想要什么样的神迹奇事在你发生？你要来寻求神，神呐，求你做神迹奇事在我的生命当中。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢主耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢主耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢主耶稣。我们都来宣告。谢谢主耶稣，感谢主，感谢主。
Thank you, Lord, for what you've already done within the timeless space that you're going to manifest now.
主啊，我们谢谢你在过去当中和在永恒当中，你要在这地上，在这样子一个环境当中你要做的事。
Amen.
Amen.
And so, if His presence is here,
所以如果主的同在现在就与我们在一起，
you don't need to wait for ministry time.
你不需要等待服事的时间。
For you to receive a prophetic word, or for you to receive your healing,
就好像要在等待我们信息之后，等待一个牧师来说，我们现在要有发预言，来祷告，来医治。你不需要等待，你现在就可以领受。
The last time I was in your nation,
上一次我在加拿大的时候
，Am I allowed to say this? I don't know how public this is going to be, Pastor John.
他不确定他可以，他不确定他现在是不是可以讲这个。
Do I need to be cryptic?
他。
Yeah, what? He said I could just say anything. Okay, so I go into China a lot.
Okay, 他经常会到中国。
Because I have a call to China and the Chinese people around the world.
因为我有一个呼召，就是要来传福音给华人。
I had an encounter with the Lord a couple years ago.
几年前我跟神有一个经历。
And as I was traveling the world,
当我在全球旅游的时候
，He told me about what he wants to birth out of China.
他有跟我说，他想要在中国来发生一样什么的事情。
Along with the move of God around the world and how the Chinese people are a key to this end time plan of God.
在中国要发生的这件事情是跟我们全球的属灵的运动是有关的，因为华人就是在过去我们曾经讲过，华人是这个幕后的钥匙。
And so as I began going in and out of China,
所以当我在出入中国的时候
，I've been going in and out now for about 5-6 years.
我已经有五六年的经历，就是来一直出入中国。
I remember one meeting.
我记得有一次聚会。
There was about almost 3,000 people.
当时有大概3,000人。
It was a miracle that we could gather that many.
这是一个神迹奇事，因为在中国能聚到那么多的华人来有一个教会的一个聚会是很不容易的。
And as I was preaching.
然后当时到我在讲道的时候。
The Holy Spirit said, "Tell all those who are healed to stand up."
圣灵对我说：“现在你要说，所有得医治的，现在要站起来。”
I said, "Holy Spirit, I didn't start ministering yet."
他就对圣灵说：“圣灵啊，我还没有开始来服事呢。”
And he said, "That's okay, because this has nothing to do with you."
圣灵就对我说：“没有关系，因为这跟你没有任何的关系。”
And so I thought, "Okay, let's just see what happens."
我说：“那好吧，那我们来看一看会发生什么样的事情。”
So I said, "If you're healed right now, I want you to stand up."
所以他对会众说：“如果你现在得到了医治，请你站起来。”
And I don't know how many people, but hundreds and hundreds of people stood up.
我不知道准确的数目，但是有百上百的人，几百几百的人站起来。
Because His presence is there.
因为主耶稣当时就与我们同在。
And when His presence is present,
当他的圣灵与我们同在的时候
，all things become possible.
所有的事都变成可能。
So I'm telling you right now, we're sitting in the realm of where all things are possible.
所以我现在对大家说，我们现在就坐在这样的环境当中，就是没有任何不可能的事。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
You don't have to feel Him to know that He's here.
你不需要一定要感受到说主耶稣与我同在。
And if you feel Him, you're blessed.
如果你感受到的话，你是得蒙祝福的。但是
people ask me, how do you know when He's there?
但是就算他不在的话，你也知道神迹奇事就在发生。然后有的人会问我说，我们怎么知道主耶稣就在这里呢？
And they say, what do you see? What do you feel?
他们会问我说，你看到什么或你感觉到什么吗？
I see nothing and I feel nothing.
我告诉他们，我什么都没有看到，我什么都没有感觉到。
I'm not much of a feeler.
我不是一个感受的一个很敏感的人。
But I know what his word says.
但是我知道他的话讲了什么，神的道是什么。
That when two or three are gathered, he's in the midst of us.
当我们两三人聚在一起的时候，主耶稣就与我们同在，圣灵与我们同在。
When you don't feel, can you just believe?
当你没有任何感受的时候，你可不可以直接只是相信呢？
And your belief is powerful.
你的信心就是有大有能力的。
Not your understanding, your belief.
不是你的理解力，而是你的信心。
And these signs shall follow those who believe.
所以所有信的就得成就。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
Come on, some of you are going to be activated this weekend like never before.
这个周末我们很多人可能像过去没有那经历过的，你的生命要被点燃。
Oh, we have a lot of time.
我们有很多的时间。
Open up your Bibles to 2 Samuel chapter 6.
我们现在可以打开我们的圣经。
We're going to go on a little journey.
是撒母耳记。
Are you doing okay?
撒母耳记。
You're not falling asleep, are you? There's only one man in this room that's allowed to fall asleep. That's Pastor John.
大家没有要睡着吧？因为这
是 Pastor Paul.
在我们会众当中，只有两个人可以打瞌睡。
Because they just came back from an international trip.
就是周牧师和孙牧师，因为他们刚从一个特会当中回来。任何其他的会众都要很惊醒。
I said we're family, right?
我们是家人，对吗？
Okay, so if you fall asleep, I'm going to come to you as a family member and wake you up.
所以如果有任何人睡着的话，我就会像家人一样来过去来把你喊醒。
Well, in 2 Samuel chapter 6,
撒母耳记下六章。
I'm not going to read this for time's sake because I want this to lead us to something.
因为时间的关系，我不会把整段经文都读出来，但是我希望大家引用这段经文来带领我们到我们要讲的信息。
I don't know, but I love the scripture. I love the Bible.
我不知道大家是怎么想的，但是我爱这段经文，爱
圣经。How many love the Bible?
多少人是爱我们的圣经，爱神的话？
The more the kingdom you want to manifest, the more the word you're going to get in you.
如果你想要神的国成就的话，你就要来读神的话。
And so it's not just about reading; it's about meditating.
而且不只是光读，而是你要来思想。
If you want information, read it. But if you want revelation, meditate.
如果你只想要知识的话，你可以来读圣经。但是如果你想要神的启示的话，你就要来思想他的话。
And so I've been, the Lord's been speaking to me recently about the life of David.
在过去一段时间当中，神在跟我讲关于大卫的生活。
I love David.
我爱大卫。
Because I love how God orchestrates and He includes those who aren't perfect into His lineage.
因为我真的是感谢神，也喜爱神去使用一些不完全的人。
So how many of you are perfect?
我问一下，这里面有多少人是完美的？
So you all qualify to release the kingdom.
所以我们每一个人都有资格来释放神的国。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
How many of you have weaknesses?
我们多少人当中有软弱？
You just qualified yourself by acknowledging that you have weaknesses.
当你承认你有软弱的时候，你就得到了这样子的权柄。
David was far from being perfect.
大卫远远不足以完美。
In fact, he said even in Psalm 51 that he was born in iniquity.
他还在诗篇五十一篇当中说，他是在不公平，在一个不完全当中生活。
That his mother bore him in iniquity, so maybe his birthing was in sin.
当时他母亲怀他的时候就是在罪中。
And so we know that he's the forgotten son.
我们知道他是被遗忘的儿子。
And when the prophet of all prophets came and did a conference, David was not invited.
当先知中的先知来宣扬福音的时候，大卫并没有被邀请到。
See, all of you were invited here.
今天晚上我们所有人都是被邀请来到会中。
But if what if everyone gathered, but you were the one that was not invited?
如果今天晚上所有人都聚会，除了你，因为你没有被邀请，你会有什么样的感受
？That was David.
这就是大卫。
But see, you know what David did?
但是你知道大卫做了什么吗
？He didn't get offended.
他并没有感觉到被冒犯。
He was out there.
因为他放弃了这一段，他只要他要出去。
He was faithful.
他
faithful.
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 Faithful. Faithful. 他有信心。
He was faithful to the task he was given.
因为他对, 他忠于他所被给予的一些使命和事情。
So we know the story. We know the prophet Samuel comes and he goes through the line and God says, it's none of them.
当我们知道这段经文里面, 撒母耳先知来到里面, 然后对他说, 谁都不是。
Remember that.
我们要记住这个。
And so here they are and he says, Jesse, there's surely got to be another son.
所以他在当时对会众说，他对他说， 肯定还有一个别的儿子。
And he says, well, I have this, yeah, I do. He's tending sheep.
然后他就说， 其实我还有一个， 然后他现在在牧羊。
And so he says, you know, so Jesse sends his servant to get his son David and he brings him in.
所以他就让他的仆人去把大卫叫过来。
You know what David smells like?
你知道当时大卫闻起来像什么吗？
He smells like sheep.
他闻起来就像羊。
And he's before the prophet.
然后他站在这个先知面前。
And God says, that's him.
然后神就对他说, 就是他。
There's something about David that God admired, loved about David.
大卫身上有一些特点是神所喜爱的。
See, the Bible says, man chose Saul, but God told Samuel to go anoint a man that I chose for myself.
在经文里面说, 虽然人选择扫罗, 但是我要选择一个我要去恩膏的人。
And we know David's his journey, right? The prophet anoints him.
然后我们知道他, 大卫的经历就是先知来, 都要来恩膏他, 高抹他,
to be king over Israel.
就是要他成为以色列的王。
And he goes back tending sheep.
然后他又回去来牧羊。
Here's the thing we need to understand about anointing.
我们大家要知道恩膏和被膏的时候有一个特点。
Many times when we receive an anointing,
很多时候当我们被膏的时候,
it's not for what's to come in the future.
我们被膏不是为着要未来所要发生的事情,
but it's to anoint you to give you power for the present.
而是要膏你为着给你能力权柄让你现在就要成就。
A lot of people, they'll get anointed and they want to go into the destiny.
很多人他被膏的时候他想要进入到他的命定当中。
But your destiny is not dependent on the anointing. Your destiny is dependent on your faithfulness.
但是你的命定不是基于你所被膏了多少或者你被膏了多少能力而是你有多少信心。
So the anointing that you're going to receive this weekend is for you to continue to be more faithful with what he's already given to you today.
所以我们这个周末我要告诉大家的是我们要来更多领受信心也更多忠于我们现在已经被神给予的这些使命和责任。
And the prophetic foresight that's released with the anointing
然后当我们被膏的时候我们可能有一些先知性的预言
brings you into a journey
然后会把你带到一个旅程当中。
And so we know that David goes back tending sheep, he kills a bear and a lion with his bare hands.
所以我们知道当大卫要回去牧羊的时候他徒手杀死了一个熊。
We know that he kills Goliath. Goliath.
Is that a person?
Uh-huh.
然后他也杀了哥利亚。
He beheads him.
然后他把他头砍掉。
And then later on, it says a little bit after that, how God anointed him again, and he became king over Judah.
然后过一段时间以后,他再一次被膏,然后他就成为犹大的王。
Why Judah?
为什么是犹大呢?
Because David was a worshiper.
因为大卫是一个敬拜者。
Because he had authority to be king over Judah.
因为他有权柄来作为犹大的王。
为什么?
Why? 为什么?
Because
因为
what you do in private becomes your authority in public.
因为你在私下所做的事就成为你在公开所做的事的权柄。
So if you feel like no one's watching you, just keep being faithful.
所以你觉得可能你有时候在服侍的时候没有人看到你在做什么，但是你要继续的忠心于你做在做的事。
And then David becomes king over Israel.
然后之后大卫成为了以色列的王。
And one of the first decrees he makes as king.
他成为王第一件要做的事情。
He calls his troops together.
他把他的军队呼召起来。
30,000 of them.
三万军兵。
And he says, we are going to go get the Ark of the Covenant.
然后他对三万军兵说，我们现在要得到。
That's why the Bible says in Acts that David was a man after God's own heart.
所以在使徒行传里面说，神说，所以大卫是神忠心的仆人。
Because the presence was everything.
因为他寻求神的同在。
It was the priority, it was the center point.
对大卫来说，神的同在是第一位。
The presence of God was everything to David.
对大卫来说，神的同在是他唯一的一件事情，是最
重要的一件事情。How many of you love his presence?
我们多少人喜爱主耶稣的同在，圣灵的同在？
Because if you have his presence, you have everything.
因为只要我们有神的同在，我们就有所有的事情。
See, the thing that the enemy is trying to steal from you is not your success.
仇敌想要从我们身上掳去的不是我们那些成功的事情。
He wants to make you so successful that you lose your intimacy.
他其实想要让我们非常成功，好让我们失去与神的亲密关系。
He's not trying to keep you poor.
他不是想让你贫穷。
He wants you so wealthy that you stop depending on God.
仇敌想要你越发的富有，好让你不再需要神。
That's why the war in the spiritual warfare is not anything but your intimacy with God.
所以属灵的征战没有其他，只是在于你跟神的亲密关系。
Everyone's trying to fight for their identity.
很多人为着我们自个人的身份来征战。
You're fighting for the wrong thing.
其实你在做错误的属灵
征战。Why are we trying to fight for something we already are?
因为为什么我们要来去做一个仗，打一个仗，就是我们已经拥有了一个身份。
We just be.
然后你还要再去说我的身份是什么？
But we fight for as intimate. We fight for a relationship.
我们属灵征战的时候，我们是为着我们与个人与神的亲密关系来征战。
And so this brings us to 2 Samuel chapter 6.
所以这都把我们带到这段经文当中。
David assembles his troops.
大卫就把他的军兵。
And he says, "We're going to go back and we're going to get the Ark of the Presence."
聚起来，然后说我们要拿到
the Ark of the Covenant.
Ark of the Covenant. 我们要去找约柜。
Where was it?
约柜当时在哪里？
It was in Abinadab's house. Abinadab.
是在一个人的家里。
Let me say it in Chinese. Abinadab.
就是在一个人的家里。比尔达的家里。亚比尔宫，亚比尔拿达。
Yeah, that. So he goes to Abinadab's house.
所以他去亚比尔拿达的家里。
30,000 people.
然后带着三万的人。
Because the Ark of the Covenant was in Abinadab's house for 20 years.
因为二十年约柜都在亚比拿达的家里。
The Ark was there for 20 years, but now it's time for the Ark to move.
二十年里面约柜都在这个人的家里面，但是现在约柜要出来了。
And we're in a season where the Ark is moving.
我们现在在季节当中，就是约柜要动工。
We're going from the house to the city.
我们要从家中来到城市当中。
And what we need to do is we need to understand God's moving from our house to the city.
我们要知道神现在要从我们的家中把我们带到城市里面。
Say house.
说家。
Say to the city.
然后到城市里。
See, we're praying for revival in our city.
因为我们现在是要为着我们城市的复兴而祷告。Amen. Amen 吗？
See, I believe all of Vancouver shall be saved.
我们现在要说，我相信所有温哥华的居民都要得
到拯救。See, all of Canada shall be saved.
所有温哥华人都要得到拯救。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
We're praying for revival. We're praying for the harvest.
我们是要为着复兴、为着丰收来祷告。
But revival starts in your house.
但是复兴是从我们家中开始的。
See, we want revival out here, but do you have revival here?
我们想要在复兴在这里，但是我们现在这里有复兴吗？
And you know why he starts at the house?
你知道为什么神的复兴是从家中开始吗？
Because family represents the kingdom.
因为家庭就代表神的国。
See, he wants to bring revival to this house.
因为他想要在他的家中有复兴。
He wants to bring revival to this house.
他想要复兴在这个家里面。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
And we're going to see whole households come to Jesus in this season.
然后我们就要看到所有家庭都要有这样子复兴。
Over the last month.
在过去的一个月当中，
We've seen salvations in our city.
我们看到很多的救赎。
People walk into our church.
好多好多的人成群的进入到我们的教会当中。
There was a Muslim man who walked into our church 3 weeks ago.
三周之前，有一个穆斯林的男人进到我们教会当中。
During the service,
在当时我们是在礼拜。
He was sitting there.
然后他坐在我们当中。
And this is what he looked like.
然后他就看着像这样子。
He was shaking.
他就在颤抖。
I'm thinking maybe he has Parkinson's.
然后当时我以为他可能有帕金森。
I don't know what's going on.
我不知道他在做什么。
And after the service, he comes up to me.
在主日之后他找我。
And he's shaking.
然后他还在颤抖。
And I said, "You okay?"
我就问他你还好吗？
I've never done this before.
他对托尼说，我从来没有过这样的经历。
He said, "I don't know what this is."
我现在都不知道我在发生什么。
I said, "That's okay, I do."
说没有关系，我知道是在什么。
And he said, all I want to do was cry.
那个穆斯林的弟兄跟他说，我只想哭泣。
And I said, can I ask why?
我可以问你为什么吗？他问他。
And he said, I've never experienced a love the way that you guys love each other here.
那位穆斯林弟兄跟他说，我从来没有经历过一种爱，就像你们群体、你们教会群体当中彼此相爱的这种感受。
They will know that you are his disciples by your love for one another.
因为经文当中就说，凭着你们彼此相爱的心，我们就可以认出你们来。
And I said, you know what? I hope you come back.
然后他就对那位穆斯林弟兄说，我真的很盼望你能够回到我们当中。
Some of you are saying, didn't you witness to him? Didn't you invite him to come to know Jesus?
有些弟兄姐妹就问他说，你没有邀请他来信主吗？没有邀请他来觉知吗？
We witness without talking.
然后 Tony 就回答说，我们当时已经见到他的生命的改变，我们不需要再去问他。
That's how powerful love is.
这就是爱的能力。
It's a witness without a voice.
就是不需要语言的见证。
That's louder than a vocal message.
就好像沉默有的时候比话语更有力量。
The next Sunday he comes back.
所以下一个主日他又回来了。
And he sits down.
然后他坐下。
During worship.
在敬拜当中。
I love you.
然后他就开始敬拜。
I'll never stop.
我爱你，我永远不会停下。
And he's worshiping.
然后他就在敬拜，与我们一起敬拜。
And I'm thinking, what's going on?
我就心里面在想说，哇，到底在什么情况？
After the service, he comes to me.
然后主日结束以后，他又来找我。
And I said, did you feel him?
我就问他说，你有没有感受到神？
He looks at his hands and he goes, yes.
然后他就把他手举起来，他说，当然。
And he says, I try to be your Facebook friend.
然后他跟 Tony 说，我试着在 Facebook 上面联系你。
But you're maxed out, but I have questions.
我想成为你的朋友，因为我有些问题想问你，但是你已经超，你的人数已经满了。
So I said, that's easy.
然后说这个很简单。
So I went to my Facebook list and deleted someone I hated.
然后他就上他的联系人的方式里面删了一个他讨厌的人。
That's a joke, but I did delete somebody.
他在开玩笑，但是他必须要删一个人，然后他删了一个人。
And I added him.
然后他就把这位穆斯林弟兄加到他的联系人上面。
And I said we're added as friends, and he was so happy.
然后我就跟他说，我现在已经把你加为好友了，然后他非常非常的开心。
And this is what he says.
然后他就对我说
，He says I'm 98% converting to Jesus this week.
然后他对他说，我这个周末已经有98%信主。
I said 98, not 98.67 or.
然后他就问他是98%是不是98.5%吗？
And he said, well, I'm going to message you because I have a couple questions.
然后他就跟他说，我回家以后我会给你发一些消息，因为我有一些问题要问你。
I said, please do.
我说当然可以。
I get a text Tuesday night.
然后周二晚上我就得到了一个消息。
That he accepted Jesus.
就是他接受主耶稣来到他的生命当中。
He renounced his Muslim faith.
然后他去悔改，不再去信穆斯林
教。Not only that.
而且不只是这样。
He called his entire family.
他把他所整个家庭都带来。
And he told them, "I'm a follower of Jesus now."
他给他所有的家人都打电话说，我现在是主耶稣的门徒。
And now he's evangelizing his family.
现在他在给他的家人来传福音。
At the same time, we have other family members in our church with prodigals.
What's prodigals?
Those who fell away from Jesus.
当时在我们教会当中也有很多人是曾经信主，但是现在他们的生命是远离神的。
Meanwhile, they're coming in, rededicating their lives to the Lord.
但是现在他们一点一点都在慢慢地把他们信心找回，愿意回归到神的家中。
Addiction from drugs and alcohol, God is a little, it's a one-step process that they stepped into.
很多人可能有毒瘾或者酒瘾，然后一点一点他们在改变他们的生命。
And I'm not devaluing programs or steps, but there's something that they stepped into where they were immediately free.
我并不是说你不可以去到一些社区的那种帮助你的一些计划当中，但是当他们来到教会的当中的时候，神对他们的改变是一瞬间马上就成就的。
And see, some of you've lost hope in praying for your family.
我们当中可能有些人已经放弃为他的家人的得到。
And God's about to rebirth hope again that you would pray them into the kingdom.
但是神现在要重新给你一个全新的信心。
Amen.
我们要有盼望，
神要给你一个全新的盼望。So let's go from the house to the city.
所以我们现在要知道，我们要从家中来到教会的，来到
revival begins in the home.
来到社区当中，来到城市当中。但是我们要知道，复兴是从家庭里开始的。
A healthy family is a sign of revival.
一个健康的家庭就是复兴的预兆。
So David goes and he gets the Ark of the Covenant and they're going into the city of Jerusalem.
所以当时大卫就带着他的三万的精兵，然后抬着约柜就到了城市当中。
And it says that he brought someone with him.
他经文里面说他带了一个人跟他一起。
He brought two people with him from Abinadab's house.
他带着两个人是从。
He brought Ahio and Uzzah.
他带了两个人。乌撒和亚西哥，亚西约。
And so here they are, and they're leading the ark on a new cart. On a new cart.
然后当时他们用一个新的车来抬约柜。
I know I spoke this message last time.
上次我来的时候，我有给大家讲过这段。
How many of you remember it?
有多少人记得这一段？
Don't respond. I'm going to be depressed. But we're going somewhere right now.
如果你不记得的话也没有关系，但是我们现在要，我要带大家一个讲一段。
Say new cart.
我们现在说新车。
A new cart.
一个新车。
So they were pushing the Ark of the Covenant on a new cart.
他们在推，在拉这个新车，这个新车上面抬着约柜。
Some of you don't have breakthrough because you have a new cart.
很多人，我们的生命没有突破，因为我们有一辆新车。
What's the new cart represent?
这个新车代表什么呢？
It represents the world's way.
这个新车代表世界的方法。
It represents because it works for the world, it must work for me.
这代表着说，对世界来说，这个方法可行，所以对我来说一定也可行。
This was David's mistake.
这个就是大卫的错误。
But if you look at his life holistically,
但是如果你看用一个全面的方式去看大卫的生活，
he learned.
他学了这个。
What does a new car represent?
这个新车代表什么呢？
Shortcuts.
就是一些
捷径。The easy way out.
好像一些简单的方法，我们有一些捷径可以解决一些事情。
How many of you are trying to take shortcuts to your promised land?
我们多少人当中是有想要？用捷径的方式进到我们的应许当中。
How many of you are trying to get the easy way out into God's promises?
我们宁愿选择那个简单一点的方式。
There are no shortcuts.
并没有捷径。
There is no easy way.
没有简单的方式。
There's only one way.
只有一条道路。
God's way.
就是神的道路。
It's what you're doing in your life, God's way, or is it a good idea?
所以你的生命当中，你可能会选择说遵循神的道路，或者你选择一个好的道路。
Because David's people learn.To get the new cart from the Philistines.
因为当时他们是从，
It's not in the text.
Okay,
you just have to do your best. You're doing good.
他们当时是从别的地方、别的人那里听到了这个方法，就是用新车来抬约柜。
Just make me sound smart. Okay, great.
虽然我可能有的翻译不是特别准确，但是是达到了那个意思，希望大家能够原谅一下我。
And so they're going on a journey to the city.
所以他们现在在有一个经历，就是他们要进入城市当中。
And so as they're going, they're celebrating, they're worshiping, they're praising.
他们一边走，他们就一边来敬拜、来祷告、来庆祝。
And so how many of you know how to celebrate?
我们多少人知道怎么庆祝
？Okay, nobody in here.
好像没有人知道怎么庆祝，是吗
？How many of you know how to celebrate?
多少人知道怎么去庆祝？
Okay, we gotta do better than that.
我们可以做得更好吧。
If Jesus stepped in here, are you gonna go? Woo!
如果现在主耶稣进入到我们在这里，我们是这样子吗
？The problem is he's already here. You just can't see him.
问题是。
So do you believe that he's here and he's worth celebrating?
我们是否相信主耶稣现在就在这里，而且他配得我们的庆祝
？No one wants to follow a depressed church.
没有任何人想来到一个好像一个很情绪很 down 的一个教会。
It's a house of celebration.
我们是一个庆祝的家庭。
It's a house filled with people who know how to party.
我们是一个家庭，我们知道怎么去享受主耶稣的同在。
Amen.
阿门吗
？And so, if you won the lottery,
如果我们中奖了
，none of you're going to be going. Ooh.
我们没有人会像这样子，对吗
？You're going to say what?
我会说 yes.
What?
Yes.
Is this real?
是真的吗？我真的中奖了吗？
What?
真的吗
？Look at these numbers. Is it real?
你快看，我中奖了。
Yes.
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 See, when we encounter Jesus and there's an increased awareness of Him in our life, we can't help but celebrate.
当我们真正的在我们的生命当中经历神的时候，我们没办法控制自己不去庆祝他。
Some of us have matured ourselves into disparagement.
很多人好像已经进到一个成熟的阶段，你已经没办法去庆祝了。
And God wants us to grow up to be a child again, so we can celebrate.
神让我们要长大成回转像一个小孩子，让我们可以像小孩子般去庆祝、去享受。
Amen.
阿门吗？
So here they are. They're celebrating. They're partying. They're rejoicing.
所以他们就一边推这个抬这个约柜，他们就一边庆祝，一边来赞美。
And then they get to a place called the threshing floor.
然后他们就达到了一个地方。
Say threshing floor.
合唱，大家说合唱。
合唱。
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 Yes.
合唱。
合唱。
They hit a bump on the road.
然后他们在路上的时候碰到了一个石头。
How many of you have ever hit a bump on the road?
多少人走路或者是开车的时候可能不小心碰到了一个东西。
All of a sudden, your celebration changed, didn't it?
然后突然他们的庆祝就停了，对吗？
Your praise shifted.
你的祷告，你的赞美就改变了。
Because we lost the awareness of His presence.
因为当我们在经历一个波折的时候，我们就失去了我们的焦点，就是并不在神的身上了。
And the bump in the road became a greater reality than the presence around us.
然后你生命的这样的一个小小的一个波折，就让你把对于这件事情的事实已经超过了主耶稣同在的事实。
In other words, what you bring awareness to in your life is what's going to control you.
所以你生命当中的焦点是什么？这个焦点就会改变，就会控制你的生活。
Are you more aware of your problems, or are you more aware of His presence?
所以你的焦点是否放在你生命当中一些问题上面，还是神的同在里面？
So they hit a bump.
然后当时他们就碰到了一个问题。
And all of a sudden.The cart started tipping.
他们那个车就碰到了一块石头，所以那个车就开始摇晃。
The ark rocked.
然后约柜也在摇晃。
Uzzah, the high priest.
当时有个大祭司。
He holds it up.
然后他就扶着约柜。
Anyone ever try to help God?
有多少人有试过要帮助神？
You'll die every time you try to help God.
当你如果想要尝试帮助神的话，你是没办法成就的。
Because the weight of His responsibility can never be carried out.By man's power.
因为没有任何人有足够的能力可以去帮助来辅助神的能力。
So Uzzah, he holds up the ark.
所以当时大祭司就来扶起这个约柜。
And he dies.
然后他就死了。
That's a bad day.
对他来说，这是一个很不好的一天，对吗？
None of you have had a bad day because you're still here.
我们在当中没有任何人有过这样的一个不好的一天，因为我们所有人现在都还在这里。
That was a bad day for Uzzah.
当时对于那个大祭司来说，对于他这就是一个不好的一天，所以当时大卫就生气了。
He becomes fearful.
然后他就敬畏了，他害怕。
And it says he departs from the ark of the covenant.
然后经文上面说他远离约柜。
And the ark of the covenant is now found in Obed-Edom's house.
然后约柜又到了另外一个人的家。
Say Obed-Edom.
俄比以东到了俄比以东的家，我们说俄比以东。
Obed-Edom.
然后我们现在要感谢神，我们不是俄比以东。
Obed-Edom rearranged the entire furniture of his house.
俄比以东当时就把他家里面所有的家具都重新的装饰了一下。
To make the ark, the presence of God, the centerpiece of his home.
因为他想要把约柜、神的同在作为他家中的焦点。
How many of you are willing to make some changes to make the presence of God the centerpiece of your home?
有多少人愿意在你的生命做一些，在你的生活当中做一些改变，就是把你的焦点从别的事上转移到神成为这个焦点？
You want your family to be blessed?
你想要你的家庭得到祝福？
You want your children to be blessed?
你想要你的孩子得到祝福？
You want your grandchildren to be blessed?
你想要你的孙子孙女得到祝福？
You want the blessings of God in your life.
你想要神的祝福来到你的生命当中。
The blessings of God does not come by you performing and working harder. It comes as you connect to the presence of God.
这个祝福并不是通过我们的好的工作、我们好的服事、我们好的智慧来到我们的生命当中，而是当你与神有一个亲密关系，当你与他的同在连接的时候，这个祝福就临到你的身上。
How many of you have ever felt tired or burnt out?
多少人曾经经历过你很疲乏、很疲累，你好像已经燃烧你所有的能力。
I have. I almost went through a nervous breakdown 2 years ago.
我有，两年前我曾经有一次差点就崩溃了。
You know what that's a sign of?
你知道这是一个什么样的记号吗？
It's a sign of disconnection from his presence.
这就代表着我当时很可能已经不再与神有这样子的连接。
That means it was a sign of me trying to do things on my own.
这就代表着我已经不再用神的方式去做事，而是用我的方式去做事。
Because when I'm working with God,
因为当我与神同工的时候，
it says that his yoke is easy and his burden is light.
经文上面说，他的担子是轻省的。
And so when we're working with God,
所以当我们与同神同工的时候，
one, he makes us look like a genius.
一点，神让我们像好像天才一样。
Second, it becomes easy.
第二点就是这个担子是很轻省的。
So now you know how to work from a place of rest.
因为你知道如何从一个安息的地方来工作。
Amen.
阿们吗？
You're really quiet. Talk to me, somebody.
我们会众今天很安静，可不可以有些人来对我有一些回应？
How are you?
大家还好吗？
Remember, I'm trying to get you out of your head and start getting you to operate from your spirit. I'm not talking to your head. I'm talking to your spirit.
大家要记住一点，就是我今天不想对大家的脑子，你好，你的身体来讲话。我想要对你的灵来讲话。我想让你的灵来活过来。
And it says that everything in Obed-Edom's house was blessed.
经文里面说，所有在俄别以东的家里面的东西都是得到祝福的。
Everything.
所有的。
Everything.
所有的。
Everything.
所有的，我们要说所有的，所有的。
Everything.
所有的。
Are you in your house?
你现在在你的家里吗？
Everything.
你家里面所有的都蒙祝福。
Your emotions.
你的情绪。
Your feelings.
你的感受。
Your thoughts.
你的思绪。
Your words.
你的话语。
Everything was blessed.
所有都是。
Because his presence became the centerpiece of their lives.
因为神的同在是变成他家中的焦点。
And so what happens when the presence is there?
当神的同在就在这里的时候，什么样的事情会发生呢？
There's this thing called the river of God.
有一个叫神的河。
The river starts flowing.
就是神的河是不断的涌流。
How many of you know that the Bible doesn't compare the Holy Spirit to a lake? He compares them like a river.
我们多少人知道神在圣经里面不把圣灵比喻成湖，而是把它比喻成河。
Because rivers are always moving and lakes are stagnant.
因为湖是停息的，但是河流是永远都在流淌的。
And see, and God wants to break open the gate so that the rivers of living waters would flow from your innermost being. John chapter 7.
在约翰福音七章里面说，神要把所有我们生命当中拦阻的那些东西都要来打破，好让我们生命的河流要不断的涌流。
How many of you want to be blessed?
我们多少人想要得到祝福？
Okay.You want to be blessed, and I want you to know you already are blessed.
我要跟大家说，你想要得到祝福，但是我要告诉你，你已经得到祝福了。
Because the blessing is not in the materialism, the blessing is in the manifestation of His presence.
因为这个祝福不是你所看到的物质的东西，而是他永同在的这样子的一个。
So if you have His presence and that's all you have everything.
所以如果 你有他的同在，而你可能只有他的同在的话，其实你就拥有了所有。
So what happens when the river starts flowing in your home?
如果你家中的河流在开始涌流的时候，我们有什么样的事情会发生呢？
You want to know?
你想知道吗？
Okay, let's close. That was a good meeting.
那我们现在来结束吧，我们这个聚会非常的好。
How many of you want to know what happens when the river of God is released?
多少人想知道，如果你的生命当中的河流已经在不断的涌流的时候，我们会释放什么样的能力？
Go to Genesis chapter 2.
我们去看创世纪第二章。
We're going to look at verses 10 to 14.
我们再看十到十四节。
And then we're about to go after some stuff.
然后我们就要去来寻找一些东西。
Starting with verse 10.
从第十节开始。
Now a river flowed out of Eden to water the garden, and from there divided and became four rivers.
有河从伊甸流出来，滋润那园子，从那里分为四道。
The name of the first is Pishon.
第一道名叫比逊。
Say Pishon.
说比逊。
It's not Italian, Pisano. You know, it's Pishon.
我们来说 Pishon.
It flows around the whole land of Havilah where there's gold. The gold of that land is good. The bdellium and the onyx stone are there.
就是环绕哈菲拉全地的，在那里有金子，并且那地的金子是好的，在那里又有珍珠和红玛瑙。
The name of the second river is Gihon.
第二道河名叫基逊。
Say Gihon.
说基逊。
It flows around the whole land of Cush.
就是环绕古实全地的。
The name of the third river is Tigris.
第三道河名叫西底节。
It flows east of Assyria, and the fourth river is the Euphrates.
流在亚述的东边，第四道河就是伯拉河。
Say Pishon.
说基逊。
Say Gihon.
说比逊、基逊。
Say Tigris.
说西底亚、西底节。
And Euphrates.
和拉伯河。
So, in other words, out of Eden flows a river.
所以这就代表说，从伊甸里面流出四条河。
Eden means pleasure.
伊甸就代表享乐。
Out of God's pleasure.
是神给我们的享乐。
How many of you know it's God's pleasure to give you the kingdom?
多少人知道神喜悦，他乐意给予我们神的国？
And so it's the pleasure, He's pleased with you more than you know.
所以神喜悦你。
And so when we operate from a place of pleasure, the river starts flowing.
所以当我们在喜乐当中来给予的时候，我们的生命就不断的涌流。
And the river divided into four.
然后这个河流分成了四道。
So how many of you want the river of God to be released in your home?
多少人想要你生命当中现在神的河就释放在你的生命当
中？ So what happens when you make the presence of God the centerpiece of your home?
如果我们现在把神变成我们家中的焦点。
You get the first river, Pishon.
就是我们会得到这第一条河，就是
Say Pishon.
说比逊。
That word literally means increase.
这个词就意思叫增长。
How many of you can use increase?
我们多少人想要得到增长
？It also means provision.
也代表着给予。
It means multiplication.
就代表倍增。
How many of you could use increase and provision and multiplication in your life?
多少人想要得到增长，想要得到倍增
？You make the centerpiece of your house, the presence of the Almighty God.
你把你家中的焦点要现在要把神邀请到你的神家中的焦点。
Amen.
阿门吗
？See, increase. We want the increase.
我们都想要得到倍增，对吗
？The secret to increase.
倍增的秘密就是。
Is you to decrease.
秘诀，这个秘诀就是你要来降低。
So when you try to increase because you want increase, you're not going to get increase.
当你想要在增长里面来去增长的时候，你没办法得到这个增长。
The kingdom is an upside down kingdom.
因为这个国好像我们神的国好像是一个反着的国。
If you want to be first, be last.
如果你想要成为第一的话，你要做那最后的。
If you are in need, give.
如果你想要得到的话，你要去给予。
If you want to be great, serve.
如果你想要成为一个伟大的人的话，你要去服侍。
If you want to be the greatest.
如果你想得成为那最好的
，How many of you want to be the greatest？
谁想要？我们多少人想得成为那个最好的
？The Bible says become a slave。
圣经里面就说你要做奴仆。
It's an upside down kingdom。
因为神的国好像反着一样的国。
We need to know the ways of the kingdom。
我们要知道神的国的道。
Jesus didn't say demean or devalue yourself。
神并没有说，主耶稣并没有说好像让你完全把你的名要丢去。
How many of you know John the Baptist didn't demean or devalue himself when he said, "I must decrease and he must increase"?
多少人知道施洗约翰曾经把他自己的名放到一个完全卑微的一个状态，就是说我不配。
See, this is part of maturing in the Lord.
这就是主耶稣他要成熟的一个方法。
Maturity looks like us acknowledging our weaknesses.
一个成熟的人代表着你可以认可，你可以来宣告说你是软弱的，你有软弱。
You think God's going to use your strength to bring you into your destiny?
你觉得神会用你的长处把你带到神的国当中吗
？There's a surprise coming.
现在有一个惊喜。
He doesn't use your strengths to fulfill your destiny.
他不会用你的长处来成就你的命定。
He uses your weakness.
他会用你的软弱、你的弱处来成就你的命定。
All the things you're good at.
所有你做的很好的那些事情。
That's not going to help you fulfill your destiny.
这些没有办法帮助你。
All the things you're not good at.
你所有做的不好的那些事情。
That's where your destiny is leaned upon.
神的你的旨意，你的命定要靠着这些东西来成就。
Amen.
阿门吗
？But see, but that brings increase.
这些东西会帮助你来得到增长。
You want provision?
你想要得到祝福吗
？Give.
要给予，要去给。
Give.
去给
God never created anything to receive.
神并没有创造任何东西，只是来去收得到。
Everything he created was to give.
所有他去创造的都是要去给。
He's a giver.
因为神就是一个给予的神。
For God so loved the world that he gave.
神如此爱世界，把他的儿唯一的儿子赐给世界。
Everything is to give.
所有的东西都是要去给。
And as you give,
当你去给的时候
，you go into multiplication.
你就会，你的生命就会得到倍增。
Some of you need to give.
我们有些人需要去学会怎么去给。
Listen, I know what it's like to not have.
我想跟大家说，我知道。当你一无所有的时候，这种感受是什么样子？
Some of you know my story. I was our family dumpster dove 4 days a week to put food on the table.
有些人可能知道我曾经的经历，就是在我小的时候，我们家要一周四次要去垃圾箱里面去找食物。
I know what it's like to not have.
所以我知道一无所有的感觉是什么样的感觉。
But I watched my mom give.
但是我还是看到了我妈妈去给。
She'd say, "You know what? We need to give."
我的母亲跟我说，你知道吗？我们要去给予。
She would give away everything.
所以她所有有的，她就会去给出去。
I said, "What are you doing?"
我就会问我的母亲说，你在做什么？
And she said, "God's blessing us with food because we're giving."
她就告诉我说，神会通过我们给出去的东西去祝福我们，去给我们食物。
And then I came into my own personal season where I couldn't afford not to give.
所以我也来到我生命的一个季节当中，就是我没办法不去给。
I remember I was unemployed for a couple years.
我记得曾经有几年我当时没有工作。
And for a man that is a triple A type personality, that is hard.
对于一个很要强的一个人来说，这是非常难受的一件事情。
And I tried working and applied everywhere.
我当时在所有能找的工作的地方我都申请了。
Name a place I applied.
你随便去讲一个工作环境，我都是去试过。
McDonald's.
麦当劳。
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
炸鸡。
Pizza Hut.
披萨店。
Taco Bell. I don't know if you have Taco Bell.
所有这种素食。
Do you have Taco Bell here in Canada? You know, name it. I applied there.
所有你可以
来命名的，
我都去试过。
And this is what God said.
然后神就对我说。
Now that you don't have much.
现在你没有什么东西的时候。
Do you want?
你想要吗？
I said yes, Lord.
然后他就跟神说，神啊，我想要。
And he said give.
然后神就对我说，你要去给。
I said, "Give what? This is all we have."
然后他就问神说，我给什么呢？我什么都没有了，我只有这些东西。
And then the wisdom of the Lord came to me.
然后神的智慧就降临到我身上。
Through my wife.
通过我的太太。
Because she's really the wise one.
因为我的妻子是聪明的那个。
She said, "Honey, we can't pay our bills anyways."
然后我的妻子就对我说，你知道吗？我们现在已经没办法去付我们任何账单了。
So why are we trying to keep a little this, trying to just survive?
所以为什么还要把？这些完全不够付我们的账单，那我们为什么还要留这些东西呢？
And she said, "Let's just give it all away."
我们就直接把这些都给出去吧。
Now I'm not saying for you to do this. This was our conviction of the Holy Spirit.
但是我现在要跟大家讲说，这是我个人的经历，这是我们信心的路程。我不是要跟大家说，可能你同样的经历，你一定要做同样的事情。
You have to hear the Holy Spirit for yourself.
你要自己去听圣灵要对你讲的话。
And so we gave it all.
所以当时在我们的情况当中，我们就把我们有的都给出去了。
And I said, "God." You know I hate fasting.
然后他就跟神说，神啊，你知道我最讨厌禁食了。
I'm like the only Korean you'll ever meet that hates fasting.
我可能是你唯一碰到的一个韩国人是最讨厌禁食的人。
And all of a sudden we had no food.
然后当时的情况就是我们已经没有任何的食物了。
But when we started obeying, we started giving.
但是当我们顺服，当我们去给的时候
，Someone came to our door.
有一个人就敲我们的门。
Knocked on our door, I opened it.
敲我就去。开这个门。
And they said, "God spoke to us to give this to you."
然后他就对我说，神对我讲话说要把这个给你。
Handed us an envelope.
然后他就给我们一个信封。
And it covered our monthly mortgage payment.
当时就把我们那个月的房贷款的这个就是足够付我们当时的房贷款。
We would get knocks on doors.
我们当时的生活就是很多人会来敲我们的门。
And People would just give.
然后那些人就会给我们。
And we started experiencing the miracles of God.
我们就开始经历神迹奇事。
Because in that place, within our finances, within our provision, we made God the centerpiece.
因为当时在我们那样的经济状况情况下，我们还是把神放到我们生命当中最中心。
Is God the centerpiece of your provision?
神是否是你生活当中最中心？
Is He the centerpiece of your increase?
他是否是你增长的这样的生活当中的最中心？
How many of you ready to increase?
我们多少人准备好来去增长？
Don't worry, I'm not taking an offering.
我大家放心，我今天晚上并不收奉献，不要，所以不要担心，你现在还没有马上要给。
I probably should though.
我应该收奉献，是不是？
For your benefit.
为着你们的好处，我是不是应该收奉献？
And so let me say this, in total freedom,
在完全的自由当中，我要对大家讲说，
if the Lord lays it on your heart to give,
如果神在你心中放上了一个旨意，就是要去给。
I want to give you permission to come up and just set it before the Lord on the stage as an altar. And you could just go back to your seat before God.
现在我就给大家一个机会，如果现在圣灵对你说你要去给的话，那我就邀请大家来到前面，就可以放到我们的台上。
I've never done this in my entire 25 years of ministry before.
在我25年的服事当中，我从来没有做过这件事情。
And that's before God.
这是在神的面前。
But if you feel it on your heart,
但是如果现在你心里面有一个感动，
I want you to just feel free to just obey His voice and just come and bring it up here before the Lord.
我想要你自由地顺服神的话，然后现在你可以再放到台上。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
It's Pishon. Second is Gihon.
可以把经文打出来吗？
It means to burst forth.
第二个是积蓄。
It means to gush forth.
就是要环绕。
See, Gihon was a river near Jerusalem where they anointed Solomon as king.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
This was a river near Jerusalem where they anointed Solomon as king.
这第二道河就是基逊，这个河当时是围绕所罗门所祝福的那个城市。
It's a place of anointing.
这就是一个恩膏的河。
See, when the river's flowing,
当这个河在自由的流淌的时候，
The Lord anoints you.
神就来恩膏你。
Not only anoints you, but the anointing manifests a kingdom.
他不光会恩膏你，而是他会成就神的国。
It was in our home.
当时神的国就在我们家中。
We just said, God, we want you to be the centerpiece.
我们当时就对神说，神啊，我们想要你成为我们家中的中心。
And I said, our home is a house of prayer for all nations.
我对神说，神啊，我们的家就是为着列国祷告的家。
And we began worshiping in our home.
然后我们就在家中来敬拜。
And we began to just seek after His presence.
我们就在家中来寻求他的同在。
And we said, God,
我们就说神啊，
be the center of our family, be the center of our house.
你要成为我们家中的中心。
And we just sing simple songs.
我们就会唱一些很简单的敬拜歌。
Just declaring our need and our desire for Him.
然后去宣告我们对他的渴望，对他的需求。
You're all I want. You're all I've ever needed. You're all I want. Help me know You are near.You're all I want. You're all I've ever needed.
这首歌很简单，如果大家可以，可以
跟着他一起唱。You're all I want. Help me know You are near. And all of a sudden, the kingdom started manifesting. We had gold dust all over our house. We had purple feathers fill our family room.We had gems showing up. People started coming in and they started being healed. Their sicknesses started going. Their tumors started dissolving. People with my son who had a terminal disease, God broke that and he had breakthrough in his presence because we made his presence the centerpiece of our home.And we started seeing the manifestations of His kingdom. And you're going to remember all this in Jesus' name. But, I mean, God, you know, what happens when we make this presence the centerpiece? Go.
当我们敬拜的时候，神当时就释放他的国，然后在我们家中就好像有金子的粉撒在我们家中，有紫色的羽毛飞在，然后有各样的宝石，然后这之后就有很多很多的人来到我们家中，他们的疾病得到医治，包括他的儿子，有很多人可能有一些肿瘤，但是然后一些脑肿瘤，但是都得到医治。
It's a relief, it's a release of His power.
这就是神释放他的能力。
Now let me tell you the key to the flow of the anointing. The key to the flow of your anointing is not developing your gifts.
我们得到恩膏的诀窍不是我们的这些祝福我们的这些恩赐。
You need to develop your gifts.
你要去不断的操练你的恩赐。
But just because you develop your gifts does not mean that you increase your anointing.
但是你操练你的恩赐，然后你可能去很好使用你的恩赐，不代表你就能得到这个恩膏。
So what's the key to the anointing?
所以得到恩膏的诀窍是什么呢？
It's your intimacy.
就是你个人的亲密关系。
You could develop your gifts, but the anointing ebbs and flows on your intimacy and relationship with God.
你可能操练你的恩赐，操练到一个非常好的一个境界，但是只有你跟神有一个完全亲密的关系的时候，你才能得到这个圣灵的河，从那自流的运行在你的生命当中。
Amen.
阿门吗？
The third is Tigris. Say Tigris. It means acceleration.
第三个就是西底节，这个就是加速的意思。
Rapid，
就是非常迅速的加速。
It has something to do with time. It has something to do with time.
是跟时间有关系。
See the lost time that you have in your life. How many of you know God can redeem it in a moment?
当你生命当中可能有一些低落的时候，或者你犯罪的时候，我们多少人知道神可以来救赎你
？Because we live outside of time. At least we're supposed to.
因为其实我们应该是活在时间以外的。
Amen.
阿们吗
？See, we're called to live not from a place of a earthly place, but we live from a place of eternity. That's a timeless zone.
我们要知道，我们不是活在这个地上和这个地上所掌控的时间，而是我们要活在永恒的时间里面。
How many of you need time to be redeemed?
我们谁需要时间来得到去救赎？我们需要得到救赎的时间。
How many of you are in some situations where you need acceleration?
我们多少人可能在我们的生命当中有一些需要加速的事情
？It's what happens when you make the centerpiece.
当你把神放到你生命的中心的时候
，The presence of God.
神的同在就会带下加速。
I don't know about you, but I'm a worshipper.
我不知道大家的身份是什么，但是我就是一个敬拜者。
I'm not a pastor. I'm not a leader. I'm not anything. I'm a son, and I'm a worshipper.
我不是牧师，我也不是领袖，我只有两个身份，就是我是儿子和我是敬拜者。
And so in that place, I remember I was driving from Bakersfield to Reading.
当时我从两个城市之间在交的时候。
I was sitting on a board of a ministry in Redding, California, and we were having a board meeting. So I was driving up there right after I got back from Singapore.
在加州当时有一个聚会，然后我从新加坡回来以后，我就开车到加州那边。
And so I was just worshiping.
然后我一边开车我就敬拜。
It's what I do when I drive.
当我开车的时候我就敬拜。
Otherwise, I get road rage.
如果我开车不敬拜的话，我可能就会有路怒。
It's not good for other drivers when I'm not worshiping.
如果我不敬拜的话，可能对车路上其他的司机可能不是一个很好的事情。
Any of you like me?
有谁像我一样吗
？Don't lie.
不要撒谎，神看着你，谁在看着你
？Your name is like honey on my lips. Your spirit's like water to my soul.Your word is a lamp unto my feet. Jesus, I love you. I love you. Jesus, I love you. I love you. I was worshiping. All of a sudden, 2.5 hours later, I was in Reading.
两个半小时以后，我就准备好了。
I looked at the clock.
我看一下那个时间。
I was so confused.
我当时很困惑。
Because it takes me 6.5 to 7 hours to get to Reading.
因为其实我当时所在的地方开车到加州那边的话，其实需要6多小时。
How many of you need some miracles in your life?
我们多少人需要一些神迹奇事在我们生命当中发生
？You need miracles in your provision. You need miracles in your family. You need miracles in your body. You need miracles in redeeming time. Listen, God is in the business of miracles. When we make His presence first, everything else comes.
或许你可能身体上面需要救赎，或许你的家庭需要时间祝福，或许你在时间上面需要来夺回。但是你知道，当你去寻求神的时候，神一定会给你一个神迹启示。
Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added.
当我们先寻求神的国、神的义的时候，所有的这些之后都会立马随之而来。
Matthew 6:33 is a key for this year.
马太福音6:36这里面就会讲到。
Because as we live out Matthew 6:33, we're going to see the expressions and demonstrations of his kingdom.
如果我们能够把这段经文活出来的时候，我们就可以看到神如何来形容、来表达他的国。
If I could get the worship team to come up.
我想现在请我们的敬拜团队来上来。
Don't let that manipulate you thinking I'm almost done.
但是你会众不要以为说我们现在好像快要结束了。
No, I'm almost done.
其实我真的是快结束了。
The fourth is Euphrates. Say Euphrates.
最后那条河是。
Say Euphrates.
我们可以说 Euphrates.
What does Euphrates mean?
这条河的名字是什么意思呢？
It means fruitfulness.
就是充满了果实。
In other words, it's an end to barrenness.
就是丰收的意思。
How many of you need fruit in your life?
多少人在我们的生命当中需要一些丰收？
How many of you have areas in your life where you're barren?
多少在我们的人在我们的生活当中，你可能现在在孕育一些事情发生。
God is good at taking the places that are barren and turning them into fruit.
你要相信神的好是要把这些在孕育当中，可能在等待的果实当中，要把它丰收出来。
That's the beauty of barrenness.
这是就是果实的美好的祝福。
Barrenness becomes the land of fruit.
就是这个果实会成为神丰收的地。
And see, God is looking for fruitfulness.
我们要知道神现在在寻求丰收。
He wants your ministries to be fruitful.
他希望你的服事可以充满了果实。
He wants your family to be fruitful.
他希望你的家庭得到丰收。
Amen.
阿们吗？
But how many of you are willing to take do what it takes to make His presence number one in your family?
但是多少人愿意付上这个代价，就是要让神成为我们生命当中的焦点。
Parents, you want your kids to be successful. I know you do.
我们的家长是不是想让我们的孩子成功？
Is God the centerpiece of your child's success?
你的孩子的生命当中的焦点是否是你神是否是你孩子现在生命当中的焦点？
Just a question.
这是一个问题，一个问题来让大家可以思考一下。
Are we releasing them to fulfill what God has put on them, or are they trying to fulfill what I put on them?
我们是否家长是否要把神要成就在你孩子身上的事情，让他来释放，让他来自由运行，而不是说我要去做的事情，让孩子来成熟。
Let's all stand together.
我们现在邀请大家来站起来。
You guys can start playing.
敬拜团队可以开始先。
Holy Spirit, we thank you that you're here.
圣灵啊，我们感谢你现在就在这里。
We acknowledge your presence right now.
我们宣告你现在就是在这里，我们承认你就在这里。
Lord, I say tonight.
主啊，我现在说今天晚上。
We say, let the river flow.
我们说圣灵啊，你要来自由的运行。
God, we say, let the river flow tonight.
圣灵的河流要自由的运行。
From every person, from every household, let the river flow.
从人到人之间，从家庭到家庭当中，圣灵的河流要自由的运行。
From our innermost being flows rivers of living water, is what your word says.
从活物当中，圣灵的河流要自由的运行。
And so, God, we say, let your kingdom come and your will be done.
所以我们说，神啊，你的国要降临，你的旨意要成全。
And Holy Spirit, flow like a river in this place.
圣灵啊，我们现在呼求你，你要像河流一样自由运行在这里。
Let the current of your Holy Spirit overtake us tonight.
请你圣灵河流的波浪，现在今晚要充满我们每个人，要浇灌在我们每个人身上。
And God, we say, Lord, what you've done before, do it again in our lives.
神啊，我们现在要说，你曾经在我们生命当中成就的事情，你现在要再一次的在我们生命当中来做。
God, let your power be released in new measures.
神啊，求你的大能完全的释放在我们当中。
God, Lord, I call forth advancements.
神啊，我呼求，求你来让我们来进步。
Lord, I call forth a fresh anointing on your people.
我呼求一个全新的恩膏要降在我们当中。
That God, you will smear us with yourself.
神啊，你要用你自己来完全的来膏抹我们。
Lord, that you would accelerate in our lives what you meant for us to step into.
神啊，你要让我们在我们所进入到这个命定当中，我们要来加速的往前走。
Lord, we cancel barrenness right now.
神啊，我们要为着我们过去的这些罪，我们的这些 停留我们要来
And we call forth fruits
神啊我们现在要呼求丰收
The fruit of the Holy Spirit
就是圣灵的丰收圣灵的果实要在我们生命当中成长圣灵啊求你现在来望
住 Jesus name
奉主耶稣基督的
名 Lord release the anointing for multiplication
神啊求你让你的圣灵的果实来倍增在我们当
中 Release your anointing for
increase 你的恩膏要完全的降下神啊让我们的生命得到倍增
Holy Spirit invade us
圣灵啊求你完全暴力地进入到我们的生命当中
And I feel like God's saying right now to Amazing Grace Church family
我现在感觉神现在就要对加恩教会来说
That I'm releasing a fresh anointing for multiplication
就是我现在要释放一个全新的恩膏要带来倍增在我们生命当中
And I'm going to bring people from the north and the south and the east to the west I'm going to bring multiplication that you would subdue the earth
神要从各方各地来带来一个倍增的恩膏到我们生命当中
I see 然后让我们传到各个地方 in churches I see adoptions and I see birthings I see adoptions and birthings
神从我们的教会当中释放这样的能力然后我们要带到温哥华加拿大各样的国家各样的教会当中而且我使他看到全新的生命全新的祝福
And I feel like God said, I'm not only increasing favor in China right now.
神说我不只只在中国做这样的事情。
That I'm gathering a company of people.
我现在要带领一群人。
That it's going to be an apostolic company.
而且这一群人是神国的一群人。
But I'm going to open up the Middle East.
我要在那释放中东。
I'm going to open up Europe.
我要来开阔欧洲。
I'm going to open up. I see. I don't know if you're already doing work in France, but I see France.
我不知道我们教会有没有人服侍，或者为法国来带
祷。我们，但是我知道神要来帮助法国。
我现在就为着我们的牧长团队祷告，祝福，祝福，倍增，倍增，倍增，倍增。
Jesus name.
奉主的名。
Thank you, Lord.
感谢主。
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢神，主耶稣。
If you're a pastor, I just want you to come forward. I feel like there's a grace for multiplication right now.
So
you've been praying for God to multiply, to bring increase. And you know, I feel like there's a grace right now that He wants to impart to you, a multiplication.
可能你为着教会的倍增
You don't have to be a pastor from this church. If you're a pastor, just come forward.
你不一定是加恩教会的牧长团队你如果你就是一个牧者或者是领袖你可以来到前面
just come in the middle I don't want to have to chase you down just come
请大家来到前面来到中间这里
Thank you Lord
感谢主
Thank you Jesus
谢谢主耶稣
Who here is your, you feel fire in your feet? How many of you feel fire in your feet?
有谁在这里面现在你的脚脚的那地方感觉有热
If you feel fire in your feet, I just want you to come over here.
有热发热感觉烧起来的感觉你的脚上请你来到你的座位当中出来来到前面。你的脚上感觉在发热。
Lord, we thank you. Just ask for that grace for multiplication in Jesus' name. The grace for multiplication in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名呼求倍增，奉主耶稣的名祝福倍增。
Is there anybody else?
还有其他人感觉脚从脚顺那里发来有发热的感觉吗
？Thank you, Lord. No, I just need to do this. Nolan, I want you to stand up. Nolan is a friend of mine, but he's one of the great voices in this generation.That God has raised up, and He's been preaching in the nations, and His messages have literally catalyzed revival.
我有一位朋友，他在列国当中传福音，他在列国当中来讲道，然后他在列国当中带来了复兴。
And he carries a spirit of revival.
他就带着一个复兴的灵。
And so he's really a forerunner in Canada, even though he's so young.
虽然他很年轻，但是他在加拿大的。 基督徒当中他其实是一个先锋者。
He's had major revival here in British Columbia that's gone across Canada and into the nations.
他曾经在 BC 省带来很强大的复兴，这个复兴影响到整个国家，并且带到了其他国家当中。
In fact, he did meetings here 20 years ago or so that packed standing room only in this building.
在二十年前，他曾经就在这喜讯会这里带下来一个复兴。
And what I'm feeling right now is this: God wants to do it again.
然后我现在感受到就是神现在要二十年之后再喜讯会再一次做这样子的事，就是他要再一次带到复兴在我们当中。
And we're going to see this place, the old wells open up again.
我们要在这里看到那些古老的井，那些死的井要再一次的涌流活水。
And it's going to be the people's revival.
就是人的生命要得到复兴。
It's going to belong to the church.
要属于教会。
Not one man, not one church, not one denomination, not one movement, but the body of Christ.
不是一个人、一个教会、一个种族，而是整个教会整体。
And I want to prophesy this: just as the one river broke into four rivers, the many rivers in this region shall become one again.
就像神的一条河分成了四道河，我们现在很多的家庭，很多的河流，现在又要再回归到一个河流。
Because many streams make one river.
因为很多小溪造成了一个河。
And so what I want to do, I want to ask you, Nolan, to come up here right now. I feel like there's an impartation. He carries this fire of revival, and I just want you to just everyone lift your hands right now.
我现在邀请大家所有人来抬起你的手。
And Nolan, I want you to release what you've been carrying.And what you've experienced in our day again, decree it into the atmosphere, into the air again, because there's a new generation, it's a new breed, it's those who are going to receive the baptism of fire that's going to go forth, making Jesus famous.
我们现在来领受啊，这位牧师他曾经在这里面释放的，他所领受的这样的恩膏。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 神啊，我们呼求你。
I saw two things for your church.
我为这个迦南教会看到两样事情。
I believe the Lord's going to bring a great healing revival.
我相信第一点，神要带来一个完全医治的恩膏。
Like in John chapter 5 where there was a healing pool.
就像在约翰福音第五章里面有一个医治的河。
And the Lord would stir the waters.
然后神就会，搅动这个湖水。
And whoever stepped into the waters would be healed.
所有进入到这个水里面的人都要得到医治。
I believe the Lord is going to fill this house with a healing pool.
我相信神现在就在我们家中，我们的会众当中，来放下了，释放出了这个医治的河。
And the second thing is,
第二点就是
I see a great youth and children and college revival.
我看到我们的儿童得到复兴。
That fire will come to your young people.
就是神的火要进入到我们的孩子当中。
So lift your hands up to heaven with me.
所以每个人要抬起你的头，抬起你的手，高高的举起，高高的举起。
Lord Jesus，
我们来向神呼求，神啊，谢谢你。
We ask you to pour out your Spirit again。
神啊，我们呼求你更多的降下你的圣灵。
Fill this house with fire。
求你感受到我们现在心中的火。
Let the children catch fire。
求你让我们的孩子也得到这个火。
Let there be a youth revival。
让我们的青少年得到复兴。
And a family revival.
我们的家庭得到复兴。
And a children's revival.
我们的孩子得到复兴。
And all ages revival.
所有的年龄的人都要得到复兴。
A contagious revival.
所有的人都要得到复兴。
And fill this place right now.
神啊，你现在完全充满我们这里。
With the healing presence.
求你圣灵医治的能力。
That many would be healed in this house.
就是我们今天晚上很多人都要得到医治。
That this would be a healing pool for the city of Vancouver.
让我们今天成为温哥华得到医治的水，让我们这个水来搅动起来。
Just begin to raise your voices to the Lord.
现在大家自由地向神来祷告，自由地向神来祷告，自由地来搅动这个河水。
You're gonna fill this house.
Release the fire! Release the fire! Release the fire! Release the
fire! And there's fire coming on many of your hands.
我知道很多人现在手会发热。
Because you will carry healing.
因为你的手，你的人，你就带下医治的恩膏。
And the worship that comes out of this house.
我们敬拜团队。
Will stir the waters of healing for the city.
就好像来搅动我们教会当中的水一样。
So if you receive this.
如果你现在手感觉发热
，Let's raise our hands one more time.
就请你来高高的举起你的双手
，And we receive new fire.
神啊，我们来呼求，来领受你的火。
We receive new healing.
我们领受全新的医治，全新的火。
We receive what you have for the city of Vancouver.
我们来领受你要对温哥华所带下来的祝福。
Release revival in their hands.
求你释放你的救赎，你的复兴。
Release revival in their feet.
求你在我们的生命当中带下复兴。
Bring fire.
求你带下火，这个燃烧的火，带下自由。
And let it spread contagious.
然后让就好像完全叫传染出去。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名。
Say hallelujah.
说赞美主。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. 谢谢你。Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.When we talk about family, when we talk about the family, it's about the generations.
其实是跟我们的世代有关系。
God is a God of the generations.
神是跟每一个世代都有关系的神。
And God's not just looking for two generations to come together.
神不只是在看你现在这代和你的孩子的这一代。
He wants to see three generations.
他要看到三代。
Three generations.
三代。
He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
他是亚伯拉罕、以撒和以。
And so this move of God is a three intergenerational move of God. He's about to release.
神现在要释放我们三代同行的恩膏。
In other words, it's a family revival.
就是家庭的复兴。
It's a generational revival.
是一个世代的复兴。
It's a legacy revival.
是一个传承的复兴。
Amen.
阿门吗？
And so this is what I want us to do right now.
所以我现在希望大家可以跟我一起。
The pastors are out.
我们现在的牧师已经在享受圣灵的同在。
It's a good thing.
这是一个好的事情。
Just keep receiving.
我们就继续在领受。
I want the young people.
我希望我们当中年轻人。
I want you to come forward.
请你来到前面。
Well, what's young?
什么是年轻呢？
If you're 100 years and younger.
只要你是一百岁以下。
If you're 40 years and younger, come up. I think that's what they mean by youth.
如果你是40岁以下，请来到前面。Come up. 如果你是一个青年，请来到前面。
God used Nolan 20 years ago to see a great revival.
神啊，二十年前我们在这里看到了一个伟大的复兴。
I have another young man with me here tonight.
但是今天晚上我有另外一位年轻人。
I'm just telling you, these guys are my family members.
我要跟大家说，这些人就是我的家人。
I would give my life for these guys.
我会为着这些人放弃我的生命。
Sebastian, come up here. This is a young man God's raising up from Vancouver.This is a young man that God is raising up from Vancouver.
这位弟兄是神在温哥华。
God is causing him to become an emerging voice in this generation.
他在温哥华长大，神要使用他，为着我们这个世代的人来复兴。
He carries a spirit of revival.
他带着圣灵复兴的圣灵。
Why am I sharing this?
为什么要跟大家分享这件事情？
Why am I bringing up Nolan and why am I bringing up Sebastian?
为什么要把这两位朋友带到前面？
Because God wants to create an intergenerational movement.
因为神现在要在我们教会当中做一个跨时代、跨时代的一件事情。
Amen.
就是我们不同的辈分，我们要一起同堂来服事。
He moves and he prophesies over nations. He goes to Asia often.
Sebastian 这位弟兄他为着列国祷发预言祷告，而且他经常会去亚洲的国家。
And so, young people, I want you to receive this prayer from a peer.
所以我们当中的年轻人，我希望你们今天领受这份祷告，这份祝福。
And so, Sebastian, why don't you just release the word of the Lord here and just release an impartation?
我们现在来领受。
Thank you, Lord.
主，我们感谢你。
Thank you, God.
谢谢你。
Yeah, if you could just raise up your hands.
我邀请大家来把你的手举起来。
Father, I thank you for this company.
父王。
I thank you, Lord, for this group of young people, Lord.I thank you, God, that you're releasing, God, even today, Lord, a fresh hunger, Lord,
to come upon every individual, God.
I thank you, Lord, for a spirit of awakening, God, for
an awakening that is coming upon hearts, God, today.
I thank you, Lord, that you're sanctifying and setting apart, God, a generation unto yourself.
就是我们不同的时代要完全的领受你个人的同在，我们的亲密关系要增长。
I've been hearing God is saying that He's setting you apart.There's a spirit coming upon you of revival.
现在就在现在，圣灵就降在我们每个人当中，
是你要得到复兴。
而且你身边的人要看到你，要说你已经跟以前不再一样了。
God is going to make you a supernatural Christian.
神要让你现在变成一个超自然的基督徒。
You may not see yourself as walking in the supernatural, but today.God is marking you with the supernatural. There's an anointing coming upon you for the supernatural, for the signs and wonders, for the glory of God.
可能你无法看见你自己在超自然的能力当中行走，但是你现在知道，你现在马上就要得到这样超自然的能力。你会从超自然的当中来行走，来在超自然当中来做事。
Come on, so Father, I declare right now in Jesus' name.
所以父啊，我们现在就奉主耶稣名来宣告。
Father, I declare right now, God, an impartation.
我来宣告，我们要祝福。
I declare, God, right now, Lord, a transfusion of Your glory, of Your power, in Jesus' name.
就是奉主耶稣的名，你的恩膏，你的大能要降临在他们身上。
Thank you, Lord. Father, I pray for hunger,
谢谢
for a hunger to rise up, God. I pray for a hunger, God, for a fresh hunger that will rise up.
全新的渴慕要来苏醒过来。
That will touch the heaven. That will not let go.
叫为着来我们的天堂，为着神的国来渴慕，你永远不会放弃神的国。你要为着这国来渴慕。
Thank you, Lord, for fresh hunger.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord, for fresh hunger, Lord.
谢谢你这个全新的。
Let the spirit of revival come. Let the spirit of revival come, Lord.
圣来复兴的灵就要降临在这里。
That this will be a group marked by revival.
神啊，我们现在就是一个全新的时代，就是一个复兴的时代。谢谢你。
Wow.
谢谢你。
There's something for the prophetic. I see, especially in dreams and vision, there's a seer realm.There's a seer realm that God is opening up, especially for the young people in this church.
我相信我们现在在属灵的方面，我们要打开一个全新眼睛，就是有人会发预言，有人会看到异象，有人会做异梦。
And I see a lot of you even in the next 3 months, God's going to activate your prophetic anointing.
在未来的三个月，我看到神要点燃我们在属灵的眼睛。
I see you waking up in the morning.
然后会操练我们属灵的能力。
And writing down the dreams that God gave you.
当你早上起来的时候，你就会写下在异梦。
I see you messaging your friends and saying, "This is what God spoke me in a dream." Let's pray.
然后你会为着你的朋友来发预言，然后你会跟
他们说，
我们来一起来祷告。
This grace for the prophetic to manifest in dreams and visions and encounters.
我看到神要让我们每每个人要做异梦、发预言、看异象，而且要更多的操练这样子属灵的能力。
I feel even for is God's even going to give you dreams for this region and for this nation.
然后我看到我们当中会有人做异梦，是关于我们现在的国家、我们的这个城市。
Strategies from heaven and wisdom from heaven and blueprints are going to be released in dreams.
从天上来的能力，这样的一个蓝图，怎么去规划我们的国家、规划我们的城市？神要释放给你，谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord. So, Father, we declare, Lord, in Jesus' name, a prophetic awakening, God, upon this group, Lord, that this will be a people marked by the prophetic, God, by dreams and visions and visitations.
就是我看到神现在要把先知性的能力释放在我们当中，让我们完全的能得到这样先知的恩膏，让我们发预言、做异梦、来祷告。
Thank you, Jesus.Now, if your family is here, I want you to start gathering with your family.
如果我们今天会众跟我们的家人一起来的，
Get with
your kids, 我希望现在跟你的家庭、
parents,
家人在一起。
Kids, 父母找一下他的
find your
parents,
自己的孩子。我们家庭与家庭在一起。
If you're a parent, if you don't have a parent that's here, just come forward. I'll be your parent.
如果今天我们有一些青少年在当中是你的家人，你的父母今天不在，请你来到前面。
Because revival starts with family.
因为复兴是从家庭来的。
And so we need to see revival in our families.
所以我们要在我们的家庭里面看到复兴。
And one of the hallmarks of revival historically is a spirit of reconciliation.
很多在历史当中，复兴的标志就是要和好。
In fact, that's the only ministry God's given to us is the ministry of reconciliation.
神给我们唯一的服事，我们的施工就是要与人和好。
So if we want to reconcile the world to God, if we want to reconcile Vancouver to God, we need reconciliation in our very own families.
如果我们现在想让我们的国家、我们的城市与神和好的话，我们要从我们家庭开始先做起来。
And Sebastian said there's something about a prophetic spirit.
刚才 Sebastian 弟兄说有一个关于先知性的这样子的圣灵。
And there's nothing more prophetic.God releasing the spirit of Elijah again, Malachi 4:5-6.
没有任何比以利沙的灵更强的这样子的和好的先知。
Where he turns the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers.
因为他把儿子的心转向父亲，父亲的心转向儿子。
And so what I want you to do is get together.
所以我希望大家跟你的家人在一起。
Parents, if you've ever said anything negative over your kids.
我们的当中的家长，如果有任何你曾经跟你的孩子说过一些很负面的话，
If you never blessed the dreams of their hearts,
如果你曾经没有祝福过你的孩子的梦想，
Would you repent and ask for forgiveness?
我现在邀请大家对你的孩子来认罪悔改，来请求他们的
and bless their dreams,
请求他们的原谅，然后来祝福他们的梦想。
Let's do that right now.
请下现在来做这件事情。
Doesn't have a parent here.
我们想问一下谁在我们当中没有父母跟他一起？大家来到前面来。
Come on up.
来到前面来。
I'm your father.
今天晚上我来代表你的父亲。
I'm going to release just the heart of the father and the father.
我要把父亲的心释放到你当中。
Thank you, Lord.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Pastors here or leaders here, if you could just come and surround these ones right now.
如果我们当中还有现在自由的牧师或者领袖的话，我们来这边可以来帮助一下我们的青少年。
Where's Aura? Oh, there you are. Come up here. Aura is like my spiritual daughter. She just moved to Vancouver here last week, I think.
Aura 是我的属灵的女儿，她前几周
last week
上周刚搬到温哥华。
And so I brought her here so I could introduce her to a family that I love with you guys.
所以我今天晚上把她带到我们当中，然后想介绍给大家，就是我们因为是一家人。
So just parents, go ahead and release your blessing over them.
所以我们的父母现在可以为着你的孩子，为着我们所有的孩子来祝福祷告，来释放我们的恩膏，释放祝福。
If you're done, let's go ahead and flip that around. If you're a son or daughter, I want you to turn to your parents right now.
如果你是一个孩子的话，希望你现在来对你的父母。
I want you to thank them.
我希望你来感谢你的父母。
For their love.
为着他们的爱。
I want you to thank them.
为着他们的爱，他们的给予，来谢谢他们，感谢他们。
For them doing the best they could to love you well.
就是为着他们已经尽他们所有的能力来去爱你。
And I want you to now bless your parents.
然后我想向你现在来祝福你的父母。
Children, bless your parents right now.
现在就来祝福你的父母。
See these tears?
我们看到我们现在的眼泪吗？
This is revival.
这就是复兴。
It's tears of healing.
就是医治的眼泪。
It's tears of reconciliation.
就是和好的泪水。
It's a tears of joy of families coming together again.
这些泪水代表着我们的家庭要回转向彼此。
This is the spirit of revival.
这就是复兴的灵。
It's the healing of whole households.
就是整个家庭的复兴，整个家庭的医治。
So I declare that over your homes.
我来宣告，就是在你的家中。
I declare that over your family.
我来背着你的家庭来宣告。
Revival in homes.
复兴就在你的家中。
Revival in family.
复兴就在你的家庭里。
Let a mighty family revival come forth in Jesus' name.
就是神伟大的复兴的能力要完全的降临在你家中。
Because you released the spirit of Elijah again.
因为他就把以利沙的灵完全的释放在你的家庭当中。
To return the hearts of the father to the children and the children to the father.
把父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲。主，我们谢谢你。
I pray peace in your homes.
我为着我们家里面的和平来祷告。
I declare shalom in your homes.
为着沙龙来祷告。
Thank you, God.
主，我们谢谢你。
Say your kingdom come and your will be done.
当我们说你的国降临，你的旨意成全的时候，
family is the greatest expression of heaven on the earth.
这就是神最伟大的关于天堂要降临在地上的语言。
So I pray that your family would look like heaven.
所以我现在就为着我们的家庭来祷告，就是你的家今天就要像在天堂一样。
Thank you, Jesus.
主啊，我们谢谢你。自由的在圣灵当中，自由在圣灵当中。
I'm not afraid to die.
here has pain in their left wrist? Just start moving around. Just receive it. Just receive your healing.
Who has, you, someone here,
like 2 years ago, you fell on your tailbone and it's never been the same. Who is that? Your wrist? Arthritis? It's in your left wrist? Yeah, well, just receive your healing right now. Declare healing over that right now.
宣告医治，完全的讲，宣告医治，宣告医治，宣告医治，宣告医治。 释放，得到释放，完全得到释放，得到释放，哈利路亚，得到释放，得到释放，得到释放。
Who here has a pain in the tailbone?
谁有当中曾经摔过自己的尾骨？
Who here has pain in their tailbone?
有谁在现在在这里的是曾经摔过尾骨的吗？
Someone, you have pain in your bone in your left foot. It's on the top.
然后有。
Top of your foot, bone on the top of your foot.
有谁在左
There's pain there.
脚面上面有摔过。
Where are you? You? Oh, someone there right now. Okay. Well, I know some of you. I can feel it. Some of you are looking for me to pray for you. No, I'm just calling it out so to let you know that God wants to touch you where you are right now.
我知道有些人在我宣告的时候可能希望我为你来祷告。
There's someone around.
但是我只是想要告诉你说，神现在让我来告诉你，神要医治你。
If what I, the words of knowledge I was released, if it applies to you, raise your hand.
如果我刚才有, 发一些这样子问一下有些症状，如果你有这样症状，请你举手。
Raise it high so we can see it.
高高的举起你的手，就是我刚才说的这些症状当中，你有这些症状。
Okay, now those of you around them, pray for them.
请你们周围这些弟兄姐妹周围的人来为他来祷告，因为我们要知道。
不是他，不是托尼牧师，释放这个医治的恩膏，而是神要释放healing over them in Jesus' name。希望所有弟兄姐妹今天你来宣告，拿起你的身份来宣告医治，要得到医治，完全得到医治。所以我们举手的弟兄姐妹的身边的人可以来为他们来祷告。如果你没有人为你祷告的话，请你还要举起手，然后如果你没有在为任何人祷告的话，请你来到这些人当中。这边。If you have tinnitus or hard of hearing, left ear. I want you to raise your hand.
如果你的左耳，左耳
ringing in the ear,
会感觉总是会响，左耳总是会响。
Raise your hand.
请你举起你的手，你的左耳经常会有鸣，耳鸣或者响。
Okay, just receive your healing right now.
请你们来举手的人来领受你的医治，来我们中间周围的弟兄姐妹来为他们来宣告得到医治。
I'm gonna ask the music to just really just quiet down. Lord, we thank you that where your presence is.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为我们知道你现在同在就在这里。
Your words that there's fullness of joy.
你带下来完全的喜乐。
And so, Lord, I pray that breakouts of joy would take place.
所以，主啊，我们呼求你现在你喜乐的灵完全的释放在这里。
Because of your good name being manifested here.
因为奉你的美名，你的旨意要成就在这里。
Who's got like tendonitis or I don't know what it is in your left arm, elbow? And just receive your healing. Now just do something with your body right now.
我们所有今天有过任何症状的，你可以来。如果祷告完的话，你可以来试试扭动一下，来试试扭动一下手脚。如果你的已经得到医治的话，请你现在挥挥手。Wave
high, just lift your hand high.
如果有人今天晚上现在得到医治的话，请你来高高的挥一下手。1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
wave it high, just do this.
请高高的来挥手。Do this.
Can we give Jesus a hand?
可以为我们主耶稣来。Receive
all these hands right now. Thank you, Jesus.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
You can do better than that. Give Jesus a shout.
我来大声的感谢我们，呼喊我们的神。
Okay, we'll practice all weekend on your shout.
我们这个周末会来操练，我们来如何的宣告我们的神，大声的呼喊我们的神。
Someone, I think you chipped a bone, your bone in your left elbow.
我们当中是否有人好像有一个？
Who is that? Anybody? Someone, you chip your left elbow, and there's been pain there ever since.
可能曾经小小很小的骨折，左手这边，然后一直有疼痛。
Anybody?
有吗？
You? It's him, the cameraman. I declare healing over you right now.
宣告医治现在在这里。
In your left elbow right now.
左手要得到医治。I think she's breathing.
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名。
Just receive your healing.
就来领受就好了。我们要知道今天晚上不是 Tony 牧师一个人来为大家服侍，是我们每个人领受。
It's the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵在医治，不是他来医治，所以他今天。
You get healing from the presence.
他今天说出来所有这些症状是神现在要宣告说你的这些症状要得到医治，所以你不需要来到前面专门让他来给你祷告，你去领受医治。
Your leaders and your pastors are called to lead you to Jesus, not lead you to ourselves.
你们教会的领袖和牧者是要把你们引领到主耶稣面前，而不是引领到我们面前。
So we're equipping you on how to receive your healing from God himself.
所以我们现在是要来帮助你们来装备从神那里得到恩膏和能力。
Amen.
Amen 吗
Cameraman, how's your elbow?
请你你的手现在怎么样？感觉如何
？Okay now, thank you, Jesus.
感谢神。
Come on. All right, if you're healed, just raise your hand really.
如果你今天晚上得到医治的话，请你高高的举起你的手。
Just raise your hand high.
把你的手高高的举起来。
Look at all these. Keep it high. Keep it high.
高高举起来。
Keep it high.Look at all these hands.
让我们看一下今天晚上举起的这些手。
Look at all these. Give Jesus a shout.
给我们的主耶稣最大的欢呼声。
Come on.
最大的欢声声要给予我们的主耶稣。
Now what I want to do is I want to invite a few of you, just come up on stage here. We need to release some testimonies.
我邀请你，如果你们今天晚上得到医治的话，有几位可以上来来分享一下你的见证。
And so if you're healed, just come up on stage from the right side here.
如果你得到医治的话，你可以从左边这边上台。
Just move over here. Run, quickly.
如果你今天得到医治的话，愿意分享的话，请你们快速的好吗？我们时间有限，
healed, hand,
请大家快速来。
See, we need to release testimonies.
因为我们要来释放这些见证。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because it gives Jesus the glory.
因为我们把荣耀就归给了主耶稣。
And second, through your testimony, through your confession.
第二点，当我们公开的来见证的时候。
That you're declaring your healing.
你就是来更加的宣告你的医治。你得到的这份医治。
And so come on up here. How you doing?
Good.
Great. And so why don't you ask her, what did you get prayer for?
你得为什么？你可以听我。
Put on the mic.
谢谢。
来分享一下。
Don't give her the microphone. Okay. What did you get prayer for?
就是我来之前我的脚踝骨是很肿的，我给其中一个姐妹看了，她看见我的脚踝骨是很肿的。
You had a swollen ankle before you came?
Yeah.
Okay, and how about now?
And then I decided not to worship. I mean, not to dance like usual when we were worshiping.
So how about now?
And then when I was dancing as usual, then I got healed.
So she wasn't dancing in worship because her ankle was in pain. And then she decided to worship dance before the Lord. And as she was worship dancing, you got healed.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Come on. Yeah, show us.Who's the sister? Hi, sister. That's awesome. Awesome. Can we give Jesus a clap offering?
感谢主，就是今天我们这位姐妹来之前，她的脚踝是肿的，然后她也给她有我们当中一个姐妹看了，她是肿的，所以今天敬拜当中本来她是没有要跳舞的，但是后来她就决定还是要敬拜，还是要跳舞，然后在她敬拜的时候，神就医治了她，现在已经不肿了。感谢神。
Thank you, Lord. What about you?
运动的时候扭伤了，但是怎么治好像都那个，就是别人说要可能康复要很久，就是持续了已经有两三周了，但是呢今天这几天一直还是持续痛的，就是刚才我听就是说要医治，然后就想起来了当时圣经上我所读的就是有使徒他去传讲就是福音，然后有个瘸子，他一直是瘸子，然后呢使徒看他有信心，然后就说你得了医治，然后那个瘸子就得了医治，他就能起来走路起来跑了，然后就凭着信心我开始我在祷告，但是我不知道我会不会得医治，但是我相信主会医治我，然后玛丽莎阿姨过来问我说你在祷告什么，然后我说我两个脚踝扭伤了，我不知道过程是什么样，然后玛丽莎阿姨把双手放在我两个脚踝上开始为我祷告， 开始我的祷告。我不知道发生了什么，我就感觉了有一点舒适，但是不是很明显。但是玛丽莎阿姨说她感觉摸得我脚踝上有根骨刺，她一拍就缩进去了。哈利路亚。但是呢我在想我是怎么被医治了，但是我相信是主医治了。然后我开始摸我就是当时治疗我脚踝的人，他说你若是脚痛你摸这个凹陷处你一定会痛。直到我上台我还在摸那个地方，我发现那个地方真的不痛了，我就知道是主在医治我。
So do something that you couldn't do before.
做一下你以前不能做的事情，你是脚踝伤的时候不能做的事情，你现在试一下。
If you jumped on it before, would it hurt?
Yeah.
Jump. No pain?
No pain.
Jump again.
感谢神，他以前跳的话是会痛的，现在已经不痛了。
And the doctor said it would take a while to heal.
医生以前跟你说是不是要很久才能好？
对，可能慢的话要一周 ，maybe take a month.
At least 一周还是一个月？
No. 也许一周，也许一个月。
Okay, at least a month up, at least a week up to a month.
Come on, acceleration.
感谢神就是加速的季节，就是
本
来是一周或者到一个月才能好，但是现在马上就好了，
就
是加速的力量。
How about you?
我是这个右手
right arm.
对，我是右手，我这段时间这个可能是因为风湿，就疼得很厉害。我自己用药敷没有用，但是我现在觉得OK， 蛮好。现在一点都没有，包括我今天在这里的时候我都痛，但是没有现在右手不是左手。
Do something you couldn't do、
做一下你
okay you can still move it but the pain's gone. Thank you Jesus, give the Lord a hand
Because I'm really tired for working in my house, taking care of little kids. I'm extremely exhausted when I walk. It's hard labor. I got back the kidney really sore in these 2 days, and I have problems with the blood circulation at the food, at the food, and I got other problems after delivering my baby. He's not even 1 year old. When Pastor Tony asked to witness for the healing.It's not healing yet. It's not. But when I raise my hand, I feel the power is coming down. I believe I announce my healing will keep on going. And I pray for God give me 30 years younger than my real age.
So that would make her two. So wait, so the pain's gone? I guess so.Thank you, Jesus.
感谢神，因为这位姐妹以前就是因为在家中有很多事情，所以非常劳累。然后，她就是领受，完全宣告领受医治。然后她现在比之前好很多。
If you have shoulder pain, your left shoulder, I think it's just receive your healing right now.
如果我们之间有人左肩膀之前有痛的话，你现在就来领受医治。
我这个我
Hold on. It's kind of funny because when you release a word of knowledge of shoulders, the whole everyone in the building's like.
So
you don't even know who's in pain or anything.
因为他释放的是左肩有疼痛的人，但是突然所有人都左肩都在痛，
left shoulder.
所以他不知道到底谁左肩有痛。
Pain,
如果你之前左肩有疼痛的话，请你举起手。
Left shoulder pain, stand up.
请站起来，请站起来。
Stand up.
左肩膀有疼痛的话，请站起来。
And do something that you couldn't do.
然后来做一下你之前不能做的事情，你这样就来试一下你之前疼因为疼痛不能做的事情。
How many of you are just healed by standing up?
有谁因为只是因为你站起来这个举动你就得到医治了？请你来挥一下你的手。
Wave at me if the pain's gone.
请你挥一下你的手，因着你站起来这个举动，你就得到医治了。
See, when you respond to the word of the Lord,
我们要知道。
That's when a kingdom manifests.
我们知道，当我们回应神的话的时候，国就会成就。
And so, Lord, we declare healing over every shoulder right now in Jesus' name.
所以我们现在就奉主耶稣的名来释放医治的能力，就是所有人的任何有肩膀有疼痛的，现在都要医治。
We had a lady in our church this past Sunday. She had frozen shoulder for 20 years.
在我们教会上周有一个姐妹，她20年她的肩膀都是很僵硬的。
And just in the presence,
就在神的恩膏同在里面
，during worship，
在敬拜时候
，she went, Lord, I worship you.
她就说，主啊，我要敬拜赞美你。
And all of a sudden, she realized she could raise her arm.
然后当她就说，突然说，神啊，我要赞美你。然后她就发现，她把她的手可以举起来了。
See, God healed her in His presence.
神就在她的同在当中医治了这位姐妹。
Amen. So as we're releasing these testimonies, you can still receive your healing.
所以当我们在继续释放这些见证的时候，更多的人会得到医治。
And you don't have to wait for me to minister to you or release a word of knowledge.
你就不需要等待我去服侍你或者为你来祷告，你才能得到医治。而是当你看到这些见证，当你领受这些经验，当你回应这些见证的时候，你就得到医治。阿门吗
？Amen. All right. Quickly, what did you receive prayer for?
Okay.我星期二滑雪哈，就是摔的这个腿好痛，所以我今天跳舞敬拜，我也没有过来跳舞啊。然后我呢，刚才其实我蹲下来是有问题的，这个脚哈 ，Thank you。然后呢，我就后来就是长彦牧师哈，他就开始跟我祷告这个膝盖，然后他的手就很热放在这个地方。一下子然后就好了，好了以后我还这个地方还挺疼的，然后我又叫他给我这边祷告，然后我这个腰疼也好了，所以这个滑雪摔伤的这些部位全都恢复了，感谢主。
Snowboarding, I want to snowboard. Do something you couldn't do. That make you go in pain. You couldn't do that. You couldn't do that before without pain.
之前他不可以这样自由的活动，现在可以。感谢神，感谢神。
Come on up here.
我今天非常的蒙福，因为上个星期，我在公共汽车上面摔了一跤，我的这个尾骨，我的尾骨撞到了那个。公共汽车的一个那个扶手上面，当时就非常非常的那个疼痛，所以今天呢，我得到了医治，完全的医治。还有，去年的十一月份的时候，我出了车祸，我的这个地方，很严重的摔伤。刚才的时候我也得到了特别好的医治，因为托尼牧师的那个知性的言语就完全的医治了我。我今天非常的蒙福。
God bless you. Yeah, Thank you, Jesus. God is good.
神是好的神，对吗？
Amen. So he's going from our house to the city.
你要知道神现在要带领我们从家庭当中走入城市里面。
We're in a house.
我们现在在家里。
This is a house.
现在这是一个家。
Amen.
对吗？
We're a church family.
我们是教会的家庭。
Now, whatever happened in here.
所以今天晚上在这里发生的这些。
God wants to move out there.
神要带到外面。
This is the journey we're on.
这就是我们现在所经历的旅途。
Amen.
阿们吗？
Can we give God a big clap offering for what He's done tonight?
可以把我们的掌声献给我们的神吗？大声的欢呼赞美他。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢主耶稣。
Let's all stand.
我们今天邀请大家站起来。
And give Him the biggest shout that you could give Him.
把我们最大的欢呼声给我们的神。
哈利路亚。
谢谢主，感谢神。
哈利路亚。哈利路亚。圣灵的运行还刚刚开始，阿们。主耶稣要把好酒留在什么后头啊？我们要期待，有更大的运行在我们的当中。
神要，这是神自己要定的旨意，在我们的当中，我们的教会啊，神要定义要复兴我们的教会，借着我们的教会来复兴这个城市，也复兴这个国家。阿们，阿们。我们教安教会有一个蒙福的秘诀，我们在过去的五年当中，我们是一直是一个给的教会，我们把我们教会最好的都给了国度。你知道是什么吗？我们去办这个国度里面的新妇特会，而且是把我们教会最好的牧师、区长、领袖、同工、骨干啊，会大家全部把最好的都摆上啊，五年奉献给国度，神非常喜悦，所以这是我们蒙福的秘诀。阿们，我们越给的多，神要给我们的更多，所以我们要期盼啊，明天会有更大的运行。阿们，阿们。所以明天早上什么10点钟吗？明天没有，明天晚上是吧？啊，明天晚上是吧？明天晚上7点半，我们会有一个奉献啊，大家有感动的啊，凭着自心中的感动，把这个奉献带来。我们给的越多，神给我们的越多。阿们，神不会让他的儿女吃亏。阿们，好，祝福大家啊，带着恩膏回去啊，晚上还领受神的恩膏，明天领受更多。阿们，阿们。